Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This show is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support this podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at NatureBox.com/RoosterTeeth. NatureBox.com/RoosterTeeth.
Stop wasting your money and time buying expensive razors. For just a couple bucks a month, DollarShaveClub.com will ship amazing quality razors right to your door. Come on, join the hundreds of thousands of guys who have upgraded to the smarter way to shave. Shave time, shave money. Join now at DollarShaveClub.com/RoosterTeeth.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Good afternoon.
First podcast of 2015.
Is that right?
Our 40th decade of podcasting.
I did one last week. You guys weren't here for it though.
What? Yeah, we all did one last week. We're all here last week.
I brought...
Jesus!
What the
fuck is that?
I bought a super bright flashlight. This flashlight does...
It's so heavy.
It does 3,500 lumens.
Is that a Tesseract in that thing or something?
Shine
it.
I have an oop.
That's going to be bad. Yeah, it's heavy.
So I was just,
that noise that was just made was Gus getting shined in the eyes by it.
Yeah, you came in and you showed it to me earlier.
Level one.
And earlier you were very careful. You're like, don't look at this. I don't want to hurt your eyes. Right now you just whipped it out and shined it right at me dead on.
I've never seen something that uses LEDs where it produces heat.
Hey, my hair's blonde again. Do it again. Yay!
And I was commenting on how far you had come, because when we first met, you would regularly shine,
don't shine
flashes into my eye, like camera flashes.
Why?
Because everything in the world would always be like, he'd look at a flash, like for a camera, he'd look at it, and he'd go, does this have a crack in it? Point it in your eyes, and then hit the test button so that it would go off.
Because you ask somebody's got a crack in the bulb, and then I'll like lean way in, like, where? And then you just hit that test
You do
button.
That with clipboards, too. You're like, is there a crack on the clipboard? And then you whip them with the metal...
Yeah, what I'll do, you've been on the immersion set. I have a clipboard for immersion, so I'll crank the clip all the way open.
I'll let you ask your co-host of immersion.
And then I'll rub like underneath the clip. I'll go, look at this. It's like, it's all cracked and splintery here. And then they put their fucking fingers right in there, and I just go, snap, on them.
You're an asshole.
Yeah,
horrible
pretty
much. Person.
You're a jerk.
That makes my nails hurt just thinking about
it. I think that Gus is my co-host, yeah. I'm just saying, have I ever done it to him? I know that Gus has been on the set
and
of
you've been
immersion.
On immersion, right?
You've been around, haven't
you're,
you?
You're right. This is hot.
Yeah. Adam Baird, I took it into the Adam's office because we're talking about the flashlight again. I wanted them to see the flashlight, and I thought if there's anybody in this office that would appreciate it, it was those guys. Sure enough, they wouldn't give it back to me because they kept just messing with it and messing with it.
I won't give it back to you because I don't want you shining in my eyes again.
Adam Baird shined it in his own eyes, like from a foot and a half away.
Well, he does
purpose.
Like eating hot peppers.
How expensive was this?
That flashlight was like $180.
What?
It's called the Tiny Monster.
Here's why I got
that. That's not something you should spend a lot of money on, a flashlight.
A flashlight?
You should have loads of them and they should be cheap.
No, I agree. It's not a typical flashlight, though. You'll notice it has a tripod mount on it. And the reason I got the thing, Gavin, is I was texting you when I bought it.
Yeah.
Because one of the problems that you have with high-speed photography is that you need a lot of light for it. And so I thought, here's a good solution.
Be a cheeky spot.
For spot lighting. And also, I should point out that on the set of our movie Laser Team.
They're not double A's. Why?
No, they're not double A's.
They're C batteries.
No, they're like some kind of proprietary thing that comes with it.
It looks like a bloody firecracker. Look at that.
It looks like a...
You need proprietary batteries?
There's like AAA batteries. There's double A. That's just A. That's what that looks like.
That's an A battery?
That looks like an A battery.
Where do you get A batteries?
NL-186.
An NL-186.
Catchy.
It is a protected NL-186. That flashlight will not take unprotected NL-186.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It says it has discharge protection circuits.
There you go. Amen, brother.
You turned it on in our office. It looked like we had a lamp in there. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I just turned off the lights in their office and then just shine the flashlight at their ceiling, and it illuminated the whole thing.
Yeah.
But on the set of Laser Team...
That's nuts. The whole thing is like a contact ring.
I've been reluctant to bring this up, but, you know, there's an RTAA about me losing my iPhone when I was in Australia, which actually came up this week. It's funny. I come back to this story. Trust me. But I lost my iPhone in Australia, and Gavin, when I took that trip with him, he kept complaining that I would lose everything. That has reached a fever pitch. I lose everything constantly. On the set of Laser Team, I probably lost 3 jackets.
What?
I don't know where they are. I have no, like, I'm wearing the jacket. I turn around. There's my chair. I'm like, where's my jacket?
Eh. You also acquired a jacket, though, on Laser Team.
I did. I got a jacket.
How do you get a jacket?
How did I get one?
Guess whose it is.
Alan Richardson wrapped before everybody else, so they just gave me his jacket because one day I'm sitting out there in 20-degree weather, and I don't have a jacket because I lost it, like a 12-year-old kid. and so they gave me his jacket.
Is it because you don't value stuff enough anymore?
Listen, I'm constantly looking for it.
Is it because possessions mean nothing to you?
What are you getting at?
Look who's talking.
What are you getting at?
Gavin.
Like, didn't you used to care about stuff more?
In general? Yeah, I used to care about things more. Yeah, in general. Is this the same reason why you never know where anyone else is? Because they don't matter to you at all?
Man, Gavin was...
Gavin
was the latest he's ever been for a podcast today.
I actually forgot we were doing it.
At like 7:29, I'm like, where the fuck is Gavin?
I was in there working, and I just forgot that it was between the end of work and the
working?
Podcast. Yeah.
I walk into your office, you're at your computer, you turn, look to me, and you go, fuck taxes. I go, are we going to do a podcast or what? You're like, what time is it? It's at 7:29. You're like, oh, shit.
Are we using the new cameras yet?
No, we need a new computer.
We're not using the new cameras.
We need a new computer to use the new cameras.
We do?
Yeah.
Fucking A. When does that stop?
We did some tests on the current
computer.
I heard
we need new lights, too.
Did we even talk about new cameras?
Do we need new hosts? Yeah. Is that like, when do we stop? New couch?
Well, it's a good... It's interesting you bring it up.
Go ahead.
Alan Richardson is coming back for his jacket, and he's
Listen,
taking his spot there.
No complaints. You can replace me with Alan Richardson any day of the week.
Why can't we record with those cameras?
The computer that we use to encode to stream isn't powerful enough. So everything looks really blocky once we try to do it.
We should do it anyways. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
but
terrible.
You could record with them still.
No, you can't record with them.
No, you can't record with anything.
You can't?
No, those are just studio cameras.
What's the point of that?
They're cheap for studio purposes.
All right.
But they're high fidelity.
We do a lot of studio stuff now. Yeah. Makes sense.
Plus, also, that way now, Brandon and Chris can't come and take those cameras.
That's exactly right. In fact, I was told...
Like, deliberate limitation.
No, I was told that they were given a choice of... When they got the cameras, did they want them to be Nikon mount lenses or Canon mount lenses? And we use Canon mounts for everything else in the company. They specifically made these camera Nikon mounts so that nobody else could take them.
Yeah, it uses different lenses and cannot record to itself.
That's where we are as a company.
It's a smart move.
It is a very smart move.
Not really, though.
What do you mean?
Well, that's not that smart. Because now they can't be used for anything.
No,
else.
I mean, smart
exactly.
Move.
That's why it's smart.
That's why the people are being protective of themselves.
A smart move in that they're making something that Brandon and Chris can't take and lose.
It'd be like if everyone could use the lens for your Phantom and you could never find it because someone was always shooting with it. Yeah. See, you don't have to worry about it because no one else can use your shit.
That's because they're too dumb.
Wow.
Jesus. All right. That's where we're at now.
All right. You can tweet this, by the way, using the hashtag RTPodcast.
So I want to mention that.
We'll get it there.
This week, I want to talk about the podcast awards for 2014. I think we should do some talking about that.
I just want to say, though, the flashlight is because so I can find things that I've lost. So hopefully I won't lose the flashlight while looking for things that I've lost.
Oh, can we put money on the fact that you'll lose that flashlight?
Oh, God.
I'll put 20
don't.
Bucks on that.
I'll put 50 on it.
Please don't.
How soon? What kind of time frame are we talking about?
A year.
A year? He'll definitely lose it in a year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 3 weeks.
God damn it. Okay, that's fair.
He's just going to put it in a safe for 3 weeks.
No, I'll carry it around, flashing it at people.
Here's my issue with the podcast awards this year.
What's your issue?
I feel like last year was just crap for stuff. There wasn't
you
much
mean 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like,
For TV, maybe.
You look at a video like the YouTube Rewind, which is meant to be like a big summary of the year, and you look at it.
Let's make this about you.
It's
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You look at the thing, and it's like nothing happened last year. It was
well, the Rewind, instead of focusing on videos, I think it focuses on content creators and channels. So there could be a very popular video or series of videos that pop up that aren't even covered in the Rewind because it's not a creator.
Gavin was in the Rewind video this year.
And last year.
Big very show. Important video, like you just said. Well, like, when you talk about the year in
it's nice to be
retrospect, you talk about the YouTube Rewind video, which you were in. Do you know what the theme?
I'm not saying the video is wang. I'm saying just nothing happened that year that was worth putting in.
In the context, especially though, of the YouTube Rewind video.
Yeah, half the video was the ice bucket challenge.
That was a huge thing for the year. Half the fucking year was the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, and when I was going through trying to find my favorite internet videos, like surely there's an ice bucket challenge I liked.
Nope.
It was hard. I found one.
Yeah.
Was it ours?
No. I found another one.
I liked the one that
when Kerry did the dive.
Yeah, when Kerry dived in, it looked like he'd been born.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He comes out just like with his leg in the air, like
props to Kerry. That was awesome.
It's like you just fell out of a uterus.
He also sat like right up.
It was like a cartoon. It was like you see Popeye diving into like the glass of water.
Although Ray going in Terminator style was pretty great too.
That was awesome too. Yeah. I thought our ice bucket challenge was great.
Yeah, it's from the heart.
But well, it's always, from the heart.
As always, we exclude ourselves from the awards because then we would just give ourselves the awards all the time.
I get our stuff nominated.
What do you think?
The tough part was games, though. This might have been the worst year for gaming that I can remember.
Good thing we're only doing that on the patch.
Yeah.
All of my favorite games that I played in 2014 were Xbox One remakes of games that came out the year before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Sunset Overdrive was good. I'm playing Dragon Age Inquisition. I finally started that.
You got to pause to think, like, what was the best game of the year? It's not like, oh, what's between all the awesome titles, which one can I possibly pick? It's really like, I got to think of a game that was actually playable and that I finished this year.
So it'd be Destiny.
Destiny was, I probably won't be on the patch. And a big reason is I haven't played a game since Destiny. And Destiny would be the game that I would pick for game of the year.
There's also other games that came out, you know, like The Wolf Among Us, Walking Dead Season 2.
Yep.
I would say those were solid titles as well.
I feel like those are just variations on Walking Dead, the original, though. Like,
I definitely felt there was more buzz about Destiny than any other game this year, though.
There's still, I went to the UK for Christmas. They're still running TV ads for it all the time.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it came out at the same time.
But I think the biggest thing about Destiny to see is that the people who complain about it the most continue to play it for months on end. That game's been out for almost 6 months now. We came out in August, right?
Came out in September. September 9th.
Okay, so we're like 4 months going on five. But people, like I had to say, one of the biggest complainers in the office about it is Ryan. He complains about it in the patch a lot.
Ryan plays it more than anyone.
I walked in today. He's playing it again. We're back from the break. The first day I walk into the achievement office, say hi to Gavin and shine the flashlight in his face. And there's Ryan going grinding away on Destiny.
Every time I walk in there, he's playing.
Isn't Ryan the person who said that it's not a great game, but for some reason you just can't stop playing it? Or is that someone else?
Sounds like Ryan.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean it's a great game?
My whole comment when Destiny first came out was that it just goes to prove the most important factor in a game is gameplay. Like, the graphics are great, story's great, but at the end of the day, it's about the gameplay mechanic and how it feels and how great it is. That's basically
what I also think goals are important. Like, the fact that Destiny puts stuff in front of you that you want to achieve, and it's like, oh, I'm like 3 hours away from having this. And then when you've got that, it's like, but now I can do this. And then you just keep going.
It's horrible, like, analysis
it's really
of psychology.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a carrot,
if
you know?
Don't have any goals, it's like, if games didn't have achievements, I would definitely play them less.
I think so, too.
I mean, it's one of my favorite things when I would play, you know, when I would level characters in World of Warcraft, is watching that experience bar fill up.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, and it has, like, little ticks every 5% of the way. So there's 20 ticks in the bar. You're like, I'm just going to get to that one tick. Okay, now the next tick. And it's like, next thing you know, it's like, oh, I made it all the way. And it resets. And it's like,
it gives you reasons to continue playing. It's like, I'll do this and then I'll go to bed. Yeah. Oh, but now I could do this.
Yeah.
And you just end up just keep playing.
I need to grind 500 hive to, like, level up this thorn thing. I'll do 150. And then I'll do 150 tomorrow. And then I'll do 150 next day. I'll be done. That'll be fine. It's like, then you go do your 150, like, that wasn't so bad.
I got time.
I can get to 500 tonight. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, is the weapon upgrade system that they have in Destiny, have you seen that in anything else, or is that totally new and unique to Destiny?
In World of Warcraft, you could socket gems.
Yeah, onto, you could do that in Diablo, too, as well. Diablo as well.
Yeah, onto weapons to give them additional bonuses. But as far as leveling the weapon and a weapon getting experience, I feel like I've seen that before.
Yeah, but I can't recall where it was, too. Borderlands didn't have anything like that. You just got a weapon and it either did whatever it did, and that was it. Of course, I didn't play much Borderlands 2. That might have been a feature in it.
Well, there's tons of games where you give physical upgrades to your weapons, like suppressors and barrels and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's something about the like the every weapon gains a special ability, all the exotics, and that's like the character
like
of the weapon.
All of a sudden, now your bullets make stuff explode.
Yeah, <That's cool>. Exactly. Exactly. And like chasing down those weapons is like a big deal to everyone. They got the loot system right in that game, I think.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Eventually. Yeah. You know, and
it was
people,
pretty
even stuff
at first.
That people complained about, like when they changed the upgrading system for the DLC, we're gonna have to go with the exotic shards and upgrade an old weapon to a new weapon. People were like, "You just threw away all my grinding. You're a big piece of shit." And then once it came out, people were like, "Oh, this is pretty cool." Yeah,
well, really I think good. You can say whatever you want about Destiny. I can see why people have complaints, but you can't deny the fact that the raids are fun. Mm-hmm. Like Vault of Glass is fun when mm-hmm. you get five other people together and you're working as a team like that. It's really interesting game.
There's
no instructions. You just go. You figure it out.
Well, I'd say that's the problem. One of the big problems I got with 2014 in gaming is the lack of documentation on anything. It's like when I got out of Destiny for like a month and a half, I wasn't playing it at all after I finished the story because I was like, what do I do? It's like, well, do your dailies. I go, what the fuck is a daily? What is that? It's like, do your daily heroic and then do your weekly nightfall. I'm like, what is? There's nothing that told me to do that.
There's no one in the game that tells you to do that. The only way is you go in the director. And something will be flashing, and you're like, what is that?
Right.
Do I do that? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Right.
It doesn't say.
You have to have that MMO mentality to know, like, okay, I've, you know, reached level cap. Now it's time to go and grind and do this stuff.
I guess I just didn't think of it as an MMO
That's exactly, you know, what it was like in World of Warcraft. It's like you level up. You're like, well, I'm not going to raid tonight, so I'm just going to go through and do all my dailies. And it's like you do 25 dailies in a day. It's like, all right, that's it. Next character.
You know, in the Xbox One's the same way. It's like they had a wonderful dashboard experience that everybody loved. Then the Xbox One came out, and it seems still to me very counterintuitive the way you do things. Like, where do you find the settings for this? And it's like, oh, you have to go up to the top, hit the globe, then go down and, you know, select privacy. It's like
the fact that
none of it's documented.
A year after its release, when you get an invite to a game or something, it just says game invite, and then it will load a picture, and it won't say who it's from until you hover over the thing for like 8 seconds.
I get Destiny. I'd like to say it's a like Destiny Let's Play.
Yeah, it will say Let's Play, but do you know who sent that?
You have to wait.
You have to wait.
You have to wait.
To see.
It'll just, you have to hover. I don't know what the hovering is, but
just
wait.
What do you mean you have to hover
over it.
You have to like select it, like put your cursor on it for it to roll around and say it's from Bernie Burns.
It
and it's
cursor.
Like, okay.
It doesn't just
Xbox
do that on
One.
Its own?
Yeah, mine does that on its own. I understand what
don't
the cursor
you
thing you're talking about.
I'm talking about up in the globe notifications.
Oh, up in the globe notification. Okay. Yeah.
I have all the notifications turned off.
I was going to say, I think you have all the notifications turned off.
I have the disadvantage that all my notifications are off, and I get 7,000 notifications a day. So I can't just be like, oh, it's the latest invite. Because if I just double tap on that, I'll end up in some other bloke's game who just happened to invite me at the same time.
Yeah. It's,
and the fact that it doesn't just say the name first.
Just block everything that's from people who aren't your friends.
Yeah, that causes issues with like joining parties with GTA and stuff. There's tons of reasons why we can't.
Yeah,
why the achievement on continents can't have a
too popular.
In this case, it
my name's Gavin.
Sick.
I felt really bad because Gavin and I were going to finish Atheon on hard last night, and he had to go to dinner. And then like the raid was starting, and I was like, "We gotta go." I'm sorry, dude. I was like, I felt really bad about it.
Didn't you say
were you
something?
Mad about it at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was the one who wasn't there.
I know. But I was like, oh, because we were like planned it like all day long. And like finally everyone got together and
because I hit level 31. I've been raiding a lot with you and Teddy.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
He's so much better than me.
Yeah, didn't you say people prefer to play with Teddy now?
Yeah. Barbara's right. Teddy's my 9-year-old. And this is the game like JD, my 12-year-old, really looked forward to Destiny coming out. He wouldn't stop talking about it for a year. Like, he's like, who do you want to play against first? You want to play against the Fallen? Do you want to play against Cabal? And I go, I don't know what any of that is, JD. I'm sorry. You're going to have to teach me about this stuff. So he teach me all these species and all that stuff. Destiny came out, and he was just in that first run of people who was just like, oh, this is a huge letdown. And then he dropped out of it entirely. But then Teddy was like, I'll play. And I was like, sure, if you want to give it a shot, you can play. Instantly got, like, hooked on it. And then he was so good at it, I was like, I even talked to Ash. I said, like, how do you get somebody involved with pro gaming? Because I mean, I watch him in Crucible. He gets like a 2.35 ratio in Crucible, and he's 9. And it's like, I have to turn off his mic because I don't want other people to be embarrassed that a 9-year-old is handing them their ass.
And even in the raids, he's like a born leader. Like, I'll be running around. He'll see the kind of grenade I throw and be like, Gavin, you don't want that subclass. You want to switch to a golden gun on this one. You want to be, you know, the fire dude.
You don't
arc damage yet. Wait until the next bit. All right. Oh, you're down? All right. Hold on. I'll come get you. Don't revive. Blah, blah. He's like giving me instructions. I'm like, all right. You lead.
It's weird because I still picture Teddy as like a 4-year-old, like when I first met him. And so I'm picturing his hands not even fitting on the controller right now.
And Teddy,
even though
like,
he's 9.
He's like a small kid anyway. You know what I mean? Because he's got an older brother who just constantly outpaces him in growth. But I mean, it's like.
Do they fight and like punch each other and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They fight like boys. But they don't know if they don't punch. They'll argue about stuff. But. They get along pretty well for brothers. My brother and I fought all the time.
Something I miss about being physically? Like a grown adult is that you can't just punch anyone.
Yeah. You like, you like catch them doing it in the backseat, like to punch each other, you like stop it.
With a younger brother, you can like have a little agreement. It's like you fancy just like messing around and punching each other. It's like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, it's weird you say that too, because I grew up with a brother too. And that's a dynamic I've always been interested in for like same-sex male couples. Do they occasionally just knock the fuck out of each other?
Yeah, you mentioned this before. It's like a domestic could be brutal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's no sort of holding back.
Because
two dudes.
I've punched friends, like friends I had in college. I mean, there's a guy
in
I know
the face?
Who's an orthopedic surgeon now. He fucking decked me when I wasn't looking in the nose because I called him fat or something like that. I forget what it was.
He punched you because you called him fat?
Just an offhand comment. It just like, caught him at the wrong moment and he decked me. And I went down, and then I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, ah, never mind, sorry. That was it, you know? And it's like, and so it's not completely unheard of that I've been in fights with people that I consider
Sorry, that
friends.
Was your example of a fight. You got punched and went down, and that was it. That wasn't a fight.
Well, I mean, punch or throw, what defines a fight?
What defines a fight?
I would think a return.
A retaliation.
Kevin, you were in a bar fight once where you threw a punch at a guy that wasn't looking and then ran away.
Really hurt my hand, but I wouldn't call that. I wouldn't call that a fight.
You threw a punch at someone?
Because he was punching my friend, so I just like thumped the back of his head, and I was like, "This is too much for me." I just ran off.
When did that happen?
Probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, so it was the one where. Fight.
It was the one where like someone got shoved and then someone got shoved back and then like just everyone was like just
and you're just like eh.
I was like ducking and weaving punch leg it
punch and leg it
but Barbara, the big problem that I've got is that you're right now when I get into a raid with people they're like hey we're gonna about to do Crota which is one of the raids in it one of the higher end raids the DLC raid and they said we're gonna do that and they're like cool I said do you have room for two and they're like, well, we have one slot. And they're like, does Teddy want to join us? Does he have it for this week? And I'm like, well, we both kind of want to do it. And it's like, well, we can do it with you later, Bert. I mean, you can hear them like trying to get Teddy into their group.
We did a run the other day where there were 6 people. Teddy was in, I was in, and Bernie was just in the voice chat, like just listening. And
as Teddy played?
Yeah.
As that for moral support.
You're like the younger brother. You're yeah. like the, yeah. You can be player two, and you got the controller that's turned off.
I'm just watching.
Pretending like you're playing.
Far Cry 4, that's another good game of the year. Oh, that's
I couldn't,
one
I've had trouble getting into it. I started
Did you Far play Far Cry 3?
Yeah, I love Far Cry 3.
It might be part of the reason, me too.
Yeah, I'm like 3 hours into Far Cry 4, and every time I pick it up, it's like, I'll play for like 10 minutes and I put it down. And
Achievement Hunters love it. I haven't played it yet, but they all love it in there.
I love 3. It seems
it's
like
a lot
good thing.
Of collecting just, and stuff. I can
there's
see
so many
like
other
it.
Things going on.
Joel and Adam just did a how-to in Far Cry 4.
Did they?
They did a good one in Far Cry 3, which is driving the boat. Wasn't that? Joel did that one. That was a while ago, though, that he made that one.
It was Joel on his own, that one.
It was just Joel on his own,
right? Joel and Ray or something.
Yeah, it was Joel and Ray. Yeah, that did that. You're right.
It was funny.
But what about DLC Game of the Year? Before we move on to like our actual RT podcast topics,
I have tons of stuff to complain about this week too.
For so DLC, oh, I got a ton of stuff
through this.
DLC. I mean, I would put Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us in there.
I have on there. I have Threes and one more
Threes
line.
Is good,
but one more line might just be recent.
Just because you got a free trip to Australia from it.
It's a fun game though, but Threes, I think. It's probably one of the
really
best
good.
Downloadable games I've ever played. Not as good as on the Xbox, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Plus, the achievements are all messed up. They want you to get to, like, a 1084 or 2048 tile is one of the achievements, I think, based on, like, my progress bars on achievements. Jeez. I'm like, fuck that noise. No way. I also wish, like, some of the that bugging me about Destiny is it doesn't take advantage of some of the cooler stuff about the Xbox One. Like, it doesn't take advantage of the achievement progress bars on achievement.
No.
More people need to do that. Yeah. Like, I had no idea where I was, like, when finding 50 ghosts for that achievement. And then also the automatic update. There's something about the way that Destiny stays on in the background that, like, you'll go to load it up and it's like, oh, no, I'm already on. Yeah. But you've been logged out. And you just got to quit out of that state because it'll never recover itself.
There's a website. I forget what it was. But I went to this website last week. And you go and it reads the data off of, like, your Xbox Live profile. And it shows you which dead ghosts you found and which ones you haven't found. And
wow.
In what areas.
You can do that?
Yeah, I have no idea how it worked. And it was like, and sure enough, it showed me. It's like, it has like a little green line next to the ones you have, a little red line next to the ones you don't.
Oh. Well, they unlock a Grimoire card, right? Grimoire cards. Grimoire?
Grimoire.
Oh, so maybe that's what it's doing. It's reading like your Grimoire card data.
I just want everyone to keep saying this word.
There we go.
Grimoire.
Everyone's
how do you spell it?
Grimoire.
Grimoire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grimoire?
Yeah.
You say it like that.
That is why, by the way, that's why Teddy knows all that stuff, is that anytime, my philosophy with the kids is that they always want, you know, especially boys when they get around 10, they want to like get, they want to start watching more mature stuff, like mature movies and more mature TV and stuff like that. So, was that Barbara? You know a lot of 10-year-old boys? the way I do that is I say, I'll let you like push your limits on like the kind of content you can consume as long as you read it. Like, JD's read like World War Z. He hasn't read like Game of Thrones or anything like that, but he'll read like, because I read Stephen King in like middle school and high school, and that's pretty fucked up stuff. So I figure as long as they're reading it, that's okay. They can push their limits with reading stuff. But like, Teddy really wanted to play Destiny, which is a teen rated game. So the deal that we had to kind of work out there was he has to read all the Grimoire stuff. So he has to know like.
Well, so it's educational.
Yeah, well, just like he has to, like, you can't just like run around shooting stuff. You gotta.
Well, it helps because he knows everything about the damn game.
He does. Like, he's telling me the backstory of Thorn, and I'm like, it's just okay. I'm regretting this now because I just want to shoot my poison gun at people. I gotta hear like how it's a fragment of a soul.
Destiny is also not a very violent game.
Like, I don't think. Yeah,
you can. I mean, everything dissolves. There's no blood. There's no bullet holes.
Heads disappear.
You can pop heads.
Heads pop, but then light comes out, and it's like, ooh.
Fountain.
It's not like a spray of blood or anything.
No. Yeah. It's not like, as silly as Borderlands looks, I mean, you can catch people on fire, and they run around screaming, you know? Yeah. That's a little iffy. That all the psychos talk about eating you.
Or there's that one psycho, isn't their whole mission, the shoot him in the head?
Yeah, it's just one mission. It's a one step in the mission. The guy gives it to you, and then you shoot him in the head.
He starts screaming, shoot me in the head. Shoot me in the head. And you shoot him in the head, and that's it.
Funny.
Did you have any downloadable games you want to talk about? Oh, you said threes. Yeah.
Threes was the, I think, the standout of the year for me.
So I think in this podcast, we're going to cover, what do we say? We're going to cover internet video, and we'll go ahead and talk about movie and TV show.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of movies.
You want to take a little break between the two so we can talk about just random podcast stuff?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, Gavin, what are you going to say?
Well, I don't like some things in this country, like healthcare, right?
No, that's fine.
Because you have to pay for it all the time, and it's not free and stuff. I never used it because why the hell would I? I don't want to spend money. I don't really get sick. But during the filming of Laser Team, I had a sore throat. And usually I just leave it until it gets better.
Right.
Would. But I thought, well, you know, I'm in the movie. I don't want to be... I want to make sure nothing's wrong with me just so I don't ruin the movie somehow. So I went to the doctor. I had a sore throat. She was like, oh, yeah, take this pill, whatever. Take some pills. Which I know how to do now. I'm pretty good at that. She was looking at my... like not jowls, glands, and in my ears and stuff. She's like, oh, you got some, you got like a bit of earwax in your ear here, do you want me to get it out? And I was like, you know, while I'm here, might as well. So she like
full service
squirts some water in, and like a little bit of wax came out. I was like, thanks. Got a bill yesterday, $93 for ear cleaning.
Really?
Like, at no point was she like, this is a, we're gonna charge you for doing that.
Oh no, they don't do that.
But
$93. What kind of doctor did you go to? I had the doctor get the vacuum thing and pull that monster out of my ear. That didn't cost me anything. What doctor did you go to?
I just went to some like ready clinic.
Don't you have some sort of like copay thing that we have? Where it's like you pay $25 to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I paid that. And then I paid for the little visit. And I paid for the pills. All that cost money. And then 3 months later, I get a $93 bill because someone squirted water in my ear.
Yeah, because the insurance company
squirt water in your $25. I'll do it
for you. If she said, "I'll do this for you right now," and it'll cost $10, I'd be like, "Shove it up your ass! I'll do it myself." $93. You know, I could buy for $93.
New ears.
What can you buy for $93?
Half a flashlight.
More than one video game. Half a flashlight.
Just the flash part.
It's ridiculous. So, like, you pay for stuff up front, and then you think, "Well, that's the end of that." I just spent $150 on a pill and a checkup and all that stuff, and then you get another bill. Is that how everything works?
Did you get the wax out of your ear?
Yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah,
like,
problem solved.
It didn't like make me hear any better. It was system like a bit works. Of wax. Everyone had wax in their ears.
Nah.
You want to see the picture of the wax from my ear?
No.
I'm good. You got a gold mine in there, $93 worth of earwax.
You want to know what's more expensive for healthcare?
Period stuff?
being a woman. Holy shit. If you have a vagina, you have to pay so much fucking money to take care of it.
You take out vag insurance.
Yeah, I wish.
Well, there's a special doctor you got to go to.
Yeah, it's like, and just like birth control pills and just everything you need to pay
for.
Like,
for a guy, it's like one doctor. Yep. That's it. Much easier.
Not for us.
No. Nope.
It sucks. I had a bill that was, I think, $350 for like an inspection I needed.
Did you get the sticker?
Inspection. Not the inspection, Barbara. That might not be the best word.
They put a sticker on it. Go back and see us.
Verified. It's verified.
This vagina's expired. You need to get it inspected.
Gonna come back in 3,000 miles for 3 months, whichever comes first.
I'm worried that Gavin will go into some kind of role-playing conversation where he always talks like, whenever Gavin talks like a professional person, he always like murmurs as the person is like, I went in, and I said, my ears are full of stuff. And she was like, right, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, because I'm just me, and that person's a professional. So they're like, oh, all right, here we go.
Barbara, we're just going to look at your undercarriage.
Yeah.
I see the problem here. Yeah, we'll sort that out for you right now.
Examination is the word I meant. Not okay. Inspection.
Did you pass?
I did. I got an A.
Your batteries.
You got an A.
Yeah, let me. I'm gonna read this, and then we can get into some of our awards. Everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, they did this to my face. Shelling out $20 for one pack of razors feels like getting punched in the gut. Stop getting abused by razor prices. Join DollarShaveClub.com. For a few bucks, DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors and grooming supplies right to my door. I use their most popular razor, the 4X. It's engineered with four stainless steel blades and an aloe vera lubricating strip. I've shaved with everything out there, and the 4X gives me a phenomenally close shave. Grimoire. Shave the smarter way. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/roosterteeth. That's dollarshaveclub.com/roosterteeth, and you can have baby smooth skin with a broom handle mustache just like me.
Hadley ho.
One thing I don't like about this year in gaming, along with everything else.
What's up?
one of the things I don't like on the list is the early access trend that happened this year. And I'm not going back to our gaming discussion. I'm going to move on to something else here.
It's other games.
I got to read this to you about early access stuff. So as you know, as many of you on the podcast spoiled like a bunch of dicks, I bought Gavin for Christmas basically like a crowdfunded pre-order gadget. I bought him that Vessel cup.
Oh, right.
Did you actually buy it?
I paid for it and everything.
Where is it?
Like $99. I'm about to tell you. It's amazing. So it was supposed to come out, right? There was this talk. I don't think they actually had a release date. I'm also in the coin beta
program. I was
going
to ask you about that.
Nothing. Never got
also,
anything.
Also, people spoiled that for you?
Oh, well, I even said, this is a social experiment. I'm going to try this. I'm getting Gavin one of those stupid Vessel cups that he keeps talking about.
Yeah.
And I said, so don't tell him that. People immediately just went to his profile and spoiled it.
You know how I found out?
No.
In the podcast, you were like, Gavin's never going to listen to this. I was in England. I couldn't sleep. I was jet lagged. I thought, I'll listen to the podcast. I discovered it myself. So you shouldn't have mentioned it on the podcast.
It's okay.
Well,
because it'll lead to this story. I got an update from Vessel. This is in the, like, they send the backer updates or whatever. This is the one they sent. I took a clip out of the middle of it. As this year comes to an end, I want to share another update on our progress. The industrial design, I ordered this thing like 7 months ago. The industrial design of your Vessel is very close to final, and we are refining the interior material before diving deeper into our hardware and software testing.
Wait, that's still making the material?
After 6 months. Gavin, I don't think you're understanding this properly. They've made a cup. That's what they've made with all the backer movie money. They've almost made a cup is what they've got at this point.
There's a picture of it.
They haven't
made that bit.
The hardware and the software testing yet, but the materials of the Vessel are almost final. This is where we are. And I paid like $99 for this
thing.
It's
like all of these things.
It's like an earwax cleaning.
Yeah. One ear cleaned.
All of the things that happened this year are going to ruin it for every other crowdfunded startup like that. Like the coin thing just didn't come out. The Vessel thing didn't come out. It's just all mouth. And none of these people know how to deliver a product on time.
It's definitely the big problem.
To the point where coin were like fully refunding people, weren't they?
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck
well, Apple Pay just
so
destroyed
angry.
That. Anyway.
Who refunded what?
Coin. They started, at first they weren't refunding people, and then
I didn't know that.
They changed their mind. If people requested a refund, then they started refunding them.
The craziest one were the Let's Play guys, the Yogscast, where they not the craziest one, but one of the crazy ones was they got money to make a game. It did really well. They started to make the game, and they were like, "Yeah,
can't do it. It's too hard. Or, you know, we had setbacks. So here's a different game. And they gave everybody a different game. After like, I think like a year and a half.
It wasn't even a full game, was it? I thought it was just like a part of a broken game.
Was it? Was that what was left?
I think that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is all we were able to do. The money's gone. Here's where it went.
Shit. But they have money from other stuff.
No. The money's gone.
Like, you know.
No. It's gone.
I mean, with Laser Team, we crowdfunded Laser Team. But we always had the commitment that we were going to make the movie, that we were trying to use the crowdfunding to make the movie better. And if we had shortfalls, we would make it up with the way that we normally make up production funds. Right?
I do want to step back for a second.
Go ahead.
In Vessel's defense, I'm reading a story about them from June of 2014. They did say at the time they expect to ship in early 2015.
All right. That's fine. But I think it's funny that take them 6 months. They're at the cup stage. I mean, they've made it out of prototype, and they're almost a full cup.
It's also only a 13-ounce cup.
What?
Yeah.
What a ripoff.
Isn't that just like...
It's like we should probably explain what it is.
It could hold your beer and
it's
maybe a tiny little more.
It's a little thing that tells you what's in it.
It's a little
and
thing.
Like how many calories are in it.
Right. It analyzes what you have
in it. So
if
you have like a cup of milk in there, it would say like 100 calories.
It'll say milk, 120 calories.
Can you tell the difference between skim, 2%, and whole?
I brought it up on the podcast originally because I thought, what a useless piece of turd.
I could see...
And our software is not final yet, guys.
The caloric thing is pretty cool for people who have like a strict diet and want to like, let's say, only use a cup of milk or something.
You know what else can do that? Reading a label can do it. It's the same exact activity. It's not like the cup says, 120 calories. Enjoy your milk.
People are really lazy.
I like that my computer says milk.
Milk.
Instead of milk.
I say milk.
Thanks, dude. Why is... I was wondering this the other day. I kind of take this for granted. This beer reminded me. Why is it that some beers are twist off and some beers are not twist off?
I'm dealing with this problem right now because Barbara just handed me the beer and I need a
Just make sure you save them.
Why is it...
Use your muscles.
Give them... If there's one in there. Why can't every beer bottle be a twist off? Work. Why is it that some are not?
I don't know if any of the European beers I used to drink were twist off. I think every single one was...
Because they don't have the technology over there? That's sad.
I mean, I think they're working on the material.
Isn't pop-off like a little more old-fashioned?
Definitely. You should have to have an opener to open a beer can.
And
like pull tabs were an invention.
Coke bottles were pop-offs as well.
Did you guys, as young as you were, did you ever have a... No, not a beer. Did you ever have a soda can where the pull tab came off? That you pulled the tab all the way off?
No.
You didn't have that? You had that, right?
I had that. I remember that. It's like you'd pull it off. And you throw it on the ground.
Did you ever mid-80s?
Did you ever have the bottles where there's a ball in the top and you have to shove the ball down?
Isn't that a Japanese?
Yeah. They're cool.
I bet Meg introduced those to you, right?
No, I saw one in Japan when we went.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My kids love those.
Ranmu?
There's a.
I think that's what it's called.
Is it? Yeah. Little local market that sells those.
They sell them here. They sell them at How Do You Roll, which is a sushi place.
Yeah.
And I bought one, and I lost the part where you, like, push in for the ball. So everyone tried to stab it with a knife or, like, different types of things to get the ball in.
Bad idea.
And I think Kara was the one who finally got it because she tried for 4 hours.
Did she really?
She's like, I'm determined to do this.
Here's another solution. It's like you buy another one.
It's like you opening that fucking bottle of Maker's Mark.
Okay. What's that?
It's like you opening that bottle of Maker's Mark that RT Life the other day.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking hard.
That bottle of Maker's Mark sat in our office for weeks.
Yeah.
I think initially, Drunk Matt is the one who broke it.
Probably.
And then it just sat there forever. And every now and then, like, Jeff would sober up enough to come in and try to open it. And he'd fight with it for a bit, then give up and throw it down. It'd be like watching a bear trying to figure out, like, how to get its treat out of, a toy or a trap. He'd, like, gnaw at it and fight
with
it for a bit.
Someone made a really good comment.
There's scientists nearby with clipboard looking through the window. Look, he's stacking boxes.
And then finally you came in and figured out your way to do it.
Someone pointed out that Bernie was using an open flame with an entire bottle of alcohol.
I said that in the thing. I said, this is also how they make Molotov cocktails. So I have to be pretty careful. Yeah.
Jeff was telling me about a service called Drizzly or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Instacart for booze.
They deliver booze.
Oh, really?
You used it? Jeff says he uses it when he's too drunk to get in his car.
Instacart won't bring you booze?
I don't know.
What about like Favor?
I'm sure you could order beer.
Yeah.
From Instacart.
Apparently it's just like just for booze. So it's
I love
quick.
That we live in a city and in a time where there are multiple services I can call on to bring me shit. It's like I'm at home, like, I don't want to go get this.
It's so lazy.
Alan once recounted a day where he felt like a horrible person at the end of Alan Abdeen, where he was like on his couch at home and he had a service called Favor bring him a meal from a restaurant. Then he had Instacart like deliver like junk food because he was watching football. Mm-hmm. And then he had Stink Drizzly bring him beer afterwards. Like he just literally had just food and booze come to him all day long, and he didn't move from the couch.
I was off for 2 weeks these past 2 weeks. Right. Did not leave the house very much. Instacart was my best friend.
Instacart's a service where they go to like the local grocery store and they just shop for you and then drop it.
Did you not feel the need to just get outside and do something?
I did every now and then, but...
You just sit home.
Look at the wistful look on Barbara's face. Yeah, outside, yeah.
It's kind of overrated.
Yeah.
When you have 2 weeks to do nothing, you kind of just want to do nothing.
I want to, whenever I've been busy and I want to do nothing, the doing nothing part lasts like a day and a half, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to do stuff again.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a couple of weeks of just bugger all.
That the pollen count gets back up to medium, I'm locking my doors down and I'm staying in my house.
Are you
yes.
like loopy with allergies? Because I sent an email last week confirming everyone's going to be on the podcast. You replied saying, great, just pray that the pollen counts are low. Then Barbara and I started exchanging ideas for the podcast awards.
Today you started exchanging ideas.
And then
ideas.
You came into our office and we're like, hey, who's on the podcast tonight? And I told you, like, what about podcast awards? Like, are you not getting the emails?
I just didn't read the email.
You replied to one earlier.
I replied to saying, yes, I'll be on the podcast. I guess I didn't read the part we had the podcast awards.
Yeah, we were discussing why you forgot.
I just want to make sure I'm prepared.
Yeah, I just assumed you were high on
allergy. We're like, should we be concerned? Should we be worried? Is he sick? Is something wrong?
If I left like five things in your office, then that would be a concern, which I probably did. I probably left a pen and a jacket and something else.
I'm going to wait for you to leave that flashlight in our office.
I'm going to get you a utility belt of some sort. And it's going to have a function where it tells you what's in your belt.
I would lose
how much
the belt.
It weighs.
I would lose the belt. I got my life down to
a pat. What's the point in a Fitbit? Because your phone does that, you know. It has a pedometer in it now.
I'm in the Fitbit ecosystem. That's all you need to know.
So am I. I just use the phone, though.
What does that mean?
Well, like the Fitbit app works with just your phone and not the...
But don't you have to run all day and drain your battery?
No, it automatically tracks it in the new health tracker in iOS 8.
And you can import everything from that health app into Fitbit, and it's like, this many steps.
Do you use Fitbit?
I just turned it on.
I find that the two numbers vary wildly.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah, I wear a little Fitbit, and the number never matches up with what my
iPhone
says.
I'm also not going to keep my phone on me when I'm on the treadmill and stuff. I have my phone out and stuff.
I do. I just walk.
Yeah. This thing's on me all the time. I'm happy with this. Leave me alone.
You go on a treadmill?
Shut your mouth.
You work out?
I have a treadmill.
You work out?
No, I just walk on a treadmill. If I've had a day where I just sat around, I'll walk for like 5 miles on a treadmill.
Hmm.
And like play something or watch something?
Yeah, I watch something on my iPad.
Do you ever try to...
Even like, has like a little slot where I guess in the past, people used to put magazines on a treadmill.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now it perfectly just suits an
Do
iPad.
You ever try to jerk it while you're on the treadmill?
No.
You think?
What?
I'm just curious. Like, do you think you could jack off and walk at the same time?
No.
I've never jacked off and walked, but I peed and walked before.
I think the walking would throw off your flow. It would throw off your...
Right, maybe you don't have to move your hand as much because you've got the hip motion already.
What do you do with
so
your hand?
Why don't treadmills just have like a little socket?
Boys right. are weird.
What if you could attach...
You going in a circle?
What if you could attach like a...
We've
had a walk-off.
I wish I could walk off right now.
You should try it.
Did you try it?
I don't have a treadmill, or I try.
Did you try just walking around your house?
No.
You don't need a treadmill to walk and jerk it off.
Then you have to walk like in a circle or something. Like, you need a lot of space. If it's a treadmill, you're just like in one confined space.
We would all be like glued to Esther's Twitter feed that night that you did that. She'd be like, this is it. He's lost his fucking mind.
He's walking around. There's no way, because your knob would be doing this, and your arm would have to be...
Your arm would compensate.
It'd be like a train wheel, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
You can do it. Try it.
Let us know
how it goes.
No, I'm not going to try that.
Do you want to take a lap right around the podcast?
Can I use your treadmill?
I'm going to put Matt down or something.
Yeah. Put a couple.
Treadmills. Do you ever get it when you step off a treadmill and your legs feel like weird jelly, but you keep wanting to walk forward?
Yeah,
you're velocitized. That's what you call it.
Velocitized
raptor.
Feel
weird after they get off a plane for the first time. They're like... All fucked up because they're going at a high velocity. Dude, I watched a guy when we were doing research for online video of the year. I saw a video that I'd never seen before. It was a guy doing G-force tests, and he was just amazing.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, he went up to like 8 G's for 30 seconds.
Well, he wouldn't pass out or anything.
No.
Yeah, I think they were really trying to make him pass out.
Yeah, they were like, look, there's a last test that we can do.
At what point would his brain just disconnect from his head?
I don't know. At one point, he, like, completely lost vision, but he didn't pass out.
I'm blind. This is great.
And he's like, I lost more vision in this eye than this eye, but I was okay. And it's always so funny because her face is just like, all the way back. And then they're doing that breathing thing where they're going, psht, psht. I totally want to do it. Patrick, I'll send you the video so you can find a funny clip of it.
All right, well, let's start then.
All right.
Oh, yes, podcast awards.
Which one do you start with?
Let's do a TV show.
TV show?
Since I feel like that's the least exciting.
Do you have TV shows you want to talk about, Bernie?
I have one to vote for.
I have a few here. What would you say, Gavin?
I have one to vote for.
What do you have?
Well, I think I did Game of Thrones last time or Breaking Bad. This year, I'm going to do Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers? It's on the list.
Solid.
I like it. It's a funny show.
Bob's Burgers is really good.
Very solid.
Never seen it.
It's
an animated show.
I think
Somebody who's never seen the show, let me explain the show.
Go.
It's a family that owns a hamburger place, and the dad is really weird, and there's something weird about the daughter, too. Like, she's like, or maybe she's the normal one in the family. That's it.
Everyone is weird in that show.
Everyone's weird.
That's all you know.
All three daughters.
They have three daughters.
Two daughters.
Oh, two daughters and a son. Sorry.
So why should I watch the show? Tell me.
It's like, Gene?
Why?
It's J-E-A-N.
Oh, gotcha.
It's good. It's just really, really funny.
Didn't one of the voice actors die just recently?
What? No.
Am I thinking about something different?
Oh, you're thinking about the voice actor. She did
Dexter. Babe.
She did a Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
she
was right.
Nancy Cartwright?
Dexter.
No,
Dexter's Lab.
No. She's from The Simpsons.
Right. I just saw, who's that voice? Or I know that voice.
Christine Cavanaugh.
All right. I got one I can talk about.
What's up?
You just want to talk about Bob's Burger anymore? I'm going to do some typical ones here. Like, I started using this program, and it keeps wanting to put me in this stupid-ass tutorial mode, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Evernote?
I've never seen that show.
No.
What about you guys?
Good one, Gavin.
All right. Thanks. Sorry. Here, I got my notes up here. I had Walking Dead, Game of Thrones. I saw this one on your list, too, and I put it on mine. Last Week Tonight, the John Oliver show.
Great.
I never watched Daily Show, and that show, Last Week Tonight, is fucking great.
I wanted to hate that show just because they had one promo they would play over and over on each show. I was like, I fucking get it. I didn't watch it, I think, the first 2 or 3 months it was on. Then there's like, I just kept seeing.
It was this year's Low Winter Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly fucking perfect analogy.
Yep.
It was during Game of Thrones. They'd always show the fucking commercials for it.
Yep.
And finally, I gave in. I just saw it linked on YouTube and on the internet so much, I started watching. Fucking great show.
His bit about net neutrality is great. That's like, now when people want to talk about net neutrality, I just send them to that video of John Oliver explaining net neutrality.
He's got a great way to like take complex issues and then boil them down to very understandable terms.
He might be the most famous British person who's not famous in England.
It wasn't Amy Winehouse, like, not that popular in the UK? You were surprised when we were all listening to Amy Winehouse when you came over 5 years ago.
She was popular, right? Yeah, she was on the radio all the time.
Okay. Because you were really distressed.
I just didn't like Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Actually, when I first saw her perform, or the first time I heard of her, she was on some chat show and she came out. She did a cover of Michael Jackson, some Michael Jackson song. And I thought it was like some sort of special needs girl who'd come out and started singing. I thought it was like, oh, they're letting her have a go at this Michael Jackson song because it was so weird and bad.
Isn't there something appealing though about the hot mess? I mean, isn't that?
Is there?
Yeah,
I've always wondered.
What?
I've always wondered why. Why is there something appealing about the hot mess?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
You're the one who said it.
Yeah, you're the one who's. Is it because you feel better about yourself because of the look at them?
Well, I think the really scary thing is talented people, how attractive talented people are, especially like singers or anything like that. When you see that, it's like, I don't know what that is that immediately makes them like 10 times more attractive when somebody just starts singing or something like that. But it's just the way it works. But yeah, I don't know what it is with the hot mess. But I'm talking to you as a girl because girls are always going for the bad boys and stuff like that.
Not always.
Sort of. I mean, not always, but I mean, it's not surprising when you see it.
I think it's because they tend to have more confidence, perhaps.
Bad boys do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Meg said something that was interesting. She said that people who are like really dedicated to one thing and pull it off are attractive. Like, I was watching this video of a guy doing, instead of a 3x3 Rubik's Cube.
Like serial killers.
Instead of a 3x3 Rubik's Cube, it was a 17x17x17. Rubik's Cube, and he solved it in like 8 hours, and she was like, that's hot that he can do that. I was like, is it, or is he a giant nerd? Is that hot? Is that attractive?
If a girl walked in with a 17x17x17 Rubik's Cube and solved it over 8 hours, no.
I can't imagine it thinking as a younger person, wow, if I really get good at this,
this might get me laid. I wouldn't ever think that. And it's surprising to me that she would find that attractive.
I think there's a difference between being really good at something like that you've clearly spent way too much time of your life doing, versus you're dedicated over something. Like if you're a musician or something and you spend a lot of time practicing the guitar or something of that sort, that's different to me.
It's weird you bring this up because this just came up on Twitter the other day where you guys know who Chloe Dykstra is?
Mm-hmm.
Skydart on Twitter. You know Chloe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She just randomly tweeted, I don't know what caused her to do it. She said, and she posted the video of the robot that serves ketchup. You've seen that one, right, Gus?
No.
It's like a ketchup bottle. You haven't seen that?
No.
With the ketchup bottle on wheels and it tries to serve ketchup.
Uh-uh.
And it's a guy built a robot that serves ketchup. All right, that video we have to play.
Is it a real thing?
You guys have definitely seen this video. Just look up. It looks like a bottle of ketchup on top of a tiny tank. Anyway, she said, one time like 7 years ago, I saw this ketchup robot video and I felt moved to contact the creator and ask him out for a date. Like, she saw the video that somebody had made a robot that served ketchup. And so, she's a really hot chick.
Maybe she's a big fan of French fries.
That's all she wrote. So I don't know if she actually called the guy and asked him out on a date or whatever.
I like that nerd stuff is seen as attractive. It's a cool thing.
You're telling me.
But like, it's like when Intel did that ad. Intel did that
Mexican salad over there really agrees with you.
Intel did a commercial where they were like profiling different people. One of them was the guy that invented USB or something. He's like walking around like a rock star. And I thought it's pretty funny. Like the guy that made USB is now getting some credit for doing
had
that.
To make
I, would,
it a fucking,
I would fucking lay into that dude.
Had to make a fucking rectangle. You can't plug it in upside down or right side up.
Well, they're making it so you can, right?
Yeah, after fucking three versions.
Yeah, the lightning cable got it right. That's the interface now. You just plug it in. You don't have to look at it or anything. Even HDMI, it's got a little bend, so you can't put it in upside down. USB, I would never go to Vegas and bet a 50-50 because I know I plug in USB wrong about 80% of the time.
But it's funny if that was a casino game.
Plug in USB. Do it blind.
It is commitment-based. The success rate is based on how committed you are to knowing it's the right way around. Like, if you look at it and plug it in a way, you know it's that way, it will always go in. If you take it and you put it in the right way, but you're not sure if it's the right way, sometimes it doesn't go in.
Because you're afraid to jam it?
Because you're just like, is it, isn't it? I'm not committed enough to go for it. And it doesn't go in. So it's like, you have to know.
It's like sex.
It is called the Heinz. It's called the Heinz Automato.
Automato.
So did they go out?
I say automato. But
automato?
Automato, automato.
You say automato.
Whatever.
I say automato.
You have to show this video.
I think he's playing it. Oh,
they're trying to pull it up.
Oh, they're trying to pull it up. Okay.
Oh, is this it? There it goes.
Good Lord.
Why does it have those arms?
So it's not even a real...
What's the spinning?
You've never seen this video?
No! It looks like an infomercial.
Oh, it's not even a real ketchup bottle.
What are those arms? What is this?
It's like a little spinning.
Why is it spinning?
Here comes the other one. It just failed all over. I'm sure people who have listened to the podcast have seen that video before.
I want to know if it worked out between him and Chloe Dykstra.
It's a total failure.
When did she tweet that?
I don't know. She tweeted the other day. I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
And I actually like that. That like this lady saw this video of this guy, nerd, who made these ketchup delivering robots. And she felt compelled to call a guy and ask him for a date. I don't know if she ever did. That's
the
all she wrote.
Helps people find common interests and meet.
Twitter does not offer much closure. You just get somebody's random thought and then that's it.
Although, didn't Ally DeBerry meet her boyfriend through Twitter?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a totally different experience than other people have had in their life.
I'm going to go through a few more of the TV shows.
Go for it.
That we talked about or that we pitched back and forth. So you talked about Walking Dead. I got to throw True Detective in there.
Oh, yeah.
Great show.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was like January to March or so of 2014.
Fair play.
Orange is the New Black, Mad Men, Last Week Tonight, you said. Louis, Fargo.
Louis's great.
Fargo.
I got to get back into Mad Men. I dropped out and I got to get back into it.
And finally, House of Cards.
Didn't we used to watch that at the Alamo?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it religiously until the AMC told them they couldn't show it anymore at the Alamo. And then that's when I fell off from Mad Men. Mm.
Did you say House of Cards twice?
No. I may have repeated it just to make sure
what
I didn't get cut off.
We used to watch at the Alamo. Was it Breaking Bad?
And Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was,
yeah. Alamo would show 2 weeks in a row of hour-long shows and then serve food and everything else. And I remember there was always like the MC that like drove us nuts in that. So yeah.
Just like shut up, get on with the show.
Wasn't a problem with that. All right, I want to throw another one at you. You named everything on my list because I had Louie on there.
Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
Well, you also threw in Modern Family, which I don't think we had said yet.
Modern Family.
Yeah, the thing is that I only watched two shows this year. One was Game of Thrones, the other one was Modern Family. So I'm like, well.
Listen, we're just getting them all out there. Mm-hmm.
Don't know that I would nominate it for Show of the Year, but as someone who I know is interested in Mad Men, which is this is a weird correlation to make, but you'll have to watch the show for it to make sense. The show Ascension, which you can get, I think, right now for free on the dashboard of the Xbox One, I think. Oh, wait, maybe not. Maybe it was free. It's on Netflix. You can watch it. But Ascension is basically the premise, and I can't go too far into it, but the premise is there's a colony ship that's going to a different planet, and it's going to take three generations to get there.
Okay.
And they're 50 years in, and it's the story of the middle generation that never set foot on Earth and that will never set foot on the other planet.
Are the parents still alive?
I don't. From what I can understand from watching the show, the first season is what, six episodes, Ash? Yeah. We're about three episodes into it. So I'm just bringing it up because it's a show. It's a new show this year that I sought out and watched. And I'm so far, I'm liking it. It has Trisha Helfer in it.
Did Ashley really come closer to the microphones to open a fucking bag of chips?
Yeah, she walked.
You were seated
right
way over there where it wasn't at all audible.
That's not even a normal bag of chips. It's one of those.
That
like
is the loudest bag of chips in the world.
I can't
open
it. Just go for
it. Come here. I'll open it for you.
We've all called attention.
What about it even closer to the microphone?
That was horrible. You can come pick it up. It's not like you're going to hurt anybody's feelings. All right, that's fine.
People say good things about
I don't
Black
want you coming in front of the TV monitors, though. I'm afraid you'll see the video of the Heinz robot, and you'll leave me for that guy.
I can't bring myself to watch Blacklist.
I can't because I've seen James Spader in The Office.
Maybe that's it. He was terrible in The Office.
He was terrible?
I hate it. Yeah.
Well, that season was
That might be it. It was just like a bad... After Steve Carell... I was going to call him Steve Carey. After Steve Carell left, it was...
Steve Perry.
It was downhill.
Number one recommendation I can say for watching Ascension is, first of all, it's a sci-fi show, and you should support sci-fi shows. Secondly, it has Trisha Helfer in it, and you can see her butt.
Mm. You've seen a butt in real life.
How dare you?
Through clothes. And
yes. I've seen her. I've met her in real life. That's coming back to the story. That was the story of losing the iPhone in Australia. I said I was going to come back to you because I knew we were going to talk about Ascension and Trisha Helfer and how hot Trisha Helfer is. She was a special guest with us at a convention when I lost my phone.
Yep.
And you know that thing when you meet somebody and you're all on Twitter? And it's like, oh, you're on Twitter here. I'll follow you. Like, oh, yeah, I'll follow you, too. And you do that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's me and Gavin and Trisha Helfer sitting there. And Gavin goes, oh, yeah, I'm on Twitter. Let me see. You're on Twitter? She goes, yeah. She goes, here, we'll sign up. And I go, I'm on Twitter, too, but I don't have my phone, so I can't follow you. She goes, well, just follow each other later. Like, so then I completely lost it because I didn't have my phone on me.
That was your
never
moment.
Followed me.
She follows me.
I know, because you're right there doing the phone thing with her. And I was like, son of a bitch.
When I was in...
you could have been Mr. Trisha Helfer by now.
No, I think she's married to like some like 8 foot tall Swedish dude or something like that.
When I was in Australia at the event,
and I'm very happily occupied.
I was chatting with Niamh McIntosh, who's a character on Doctor Who. And I told her, you know, we have a YouTube channel and everything. He's like, oh, here, I'll subscribe to your channel. Show me. So I walked her through and helped her subscribe to the Rooster Teeth YouTube channel.
Did you say sorry in advance?
No. I was like, here, watch Frag Dude. Come back, talk to me later.
Frag Dude. So, but Ascension is about that, but there's definitely like a Mad Men vibe to it that I can't really go into because I don't want to ruin anything for you. And then I can also say, like, I don't want to go too much into the premise of the show, especially people who've watched the show will understand this, is that it's a totally different kind of show. Like, if you think you're going to be watching, like a hardcore sci-fi show, it kind of is, but it's a totally different element to
it.
Is it
funny?
No, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's kind of like a cross between Battlestar Galactica and Mad Men.
Man, I miss Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
The first like three seasons.
And something else, too. There's another element in there as well that I can't. If I said it, it would kind of ruin some stuff.
It'd be cool if they ended up on the Halo map, Ascension. With the...
Yeah? No.
Why not?
I don't think
it's
so.
A cross between the Halo theme and like Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
I know.
I would be curious to see what other people think about Ascension because I'm sure there's a lot of people who watched it and were like, what? Oh, fuck this. I'm not watching this anymore. Like, there's definitely moments in that show where you're like, nope, out.
You said it's on Netflix?
I almost abandoned.
I might start watching that then because I need a new thing for the treadmill.
You should totally give it a shot.
Give it a wank.
Totally give Ascension a shot.
I'm not going to wank on a treadmill.
God, you've got to wank on the treadmill.
No, I'm going to wank over Trisha Helfer.
Stick to your guns on this. Don't wank on the treadmill.
Do you have a treadmill here at the office?
Hey, guys, I'm having trouble on Twitter. I can't seem to find, like, refresh on this thing.
I saw a Nordic Track box in the dumpster.
Yeah,
I saw it. Press reload. You should be good.
On TweetDeck?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, Babs.
Yeah.
Wait, so didn't the dumpster overflow situation end up in us almost being fined or
something? It did. So we had so many boxes in the dumpster. After last week's podcast, the dumpster got even more boxes.
It was overflowed. There was stuff just piled up.
And after that, there were even more boxes. Yeah. And
you couldn't even see the dumpster by the end.
Yeah, we found out that we were going to get fined because we had so many boxes in the dumpster.
Like unbroken down boxes?
Yeah, so Chelsea had to organize like 10 people to go out there with, you know, knives and break down all of the boxes so they fit in the dumpster. I think Blaine jumped into the dumpster to help smash everything down.
Yeah.
Been there.
He thinks he's still an intern.
He said that he's gotten really sick of people sending him that video of the guy challenging Gaston to the push-up contest.
I can imagine. I thought about Blaine when I saw the video.
Yeah.
It's a video of a guy at the park.
It's a guy who challenges Gaston to a push-up contest. I can't imagine what that guy's motivation was. It's like, do you want to humiliate a Disney character in front of little kids by beating them? Or do you want to lose? Like, what are the possible outcomes here?
See, here's the thing. You don't understand because you have a regular chance to perform in front of a group of people, which is a fun thing to do.
Okay.
Not everyone gets that. It's like when you go to a comedy club, it's like, why is this guy like trying to be part of the show and heckling and like thinking or like just shouting out? It's like, what are you doing? It's like, just let the comedian go. And it's like, there's just some people who never get that experience of like having, you know, an audience.
I think it's a conspiracy. I think it was paid for by Disney and it was a deliberate viral video.
You think so?
No.
I don't think so.
The Gaston fucking destroyed that guy.
He was impressive.
He really showed that guy up.
Some people in the comments, of course, were bitching that Gaston wasn't doing real push-ups. But then someone replied with, isn't that the perfect Gaston thing to do?
Right.
To like cheat and not do correct push-ups to really, you know, pump the numbers?
His song in Beauty and the Beast still has one of my favorite lines of all time from any Disney song. Is, I use antlers in all of my decorating. Oh. I love that line. I don't know why. The way he delivers it, it's perfect. Anyways.
Barbara, somebody wants, Twitter wants to know, what is the color of your nail polish and where can she buy it?
My nail polish is Essie, and it's silver. I don't know what the actual name of it is, but it's a silver nail polish from Essie.
Essie is a brand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Essie.
That's not how I would have guessed.
You get it at CVS or any local drugstore.
I would have guessed the letter S and the letter E.
Yeah.
In that order.
Somebody mentioned a show that I would totally put on my list of best shows of the year. If I had remembered it, for some reason I didn't. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's a, have you seen it yet?
Jack?
Does Jack like the show?
He loves that show.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know.
I would watch that show, but I've got, you know, Jackitis.
Oh, really?
Where you can't watch it too soon because Jack's all like, it's so good.
He was the first person that mentioned Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was, I didn't watch that for like 2 years because of Jack.
All right, here, I'm going to read this thing, then we can go on to our next topic.
I'm getting these chips.
I want to remind everyone. Oh, yeah. You want this? Put that out there. I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by NatureBox. Two words, people. Free snacks.
Free snacks?
Yeah, you all can have free snacks.
Please, thank you.
Eat those away from the mic. Yes, I'm going to give you the chance to get free snacks. Drop the candy bar. Drop the potato chips. They're not good for you. Do what I do. Get delicious, wholesome snacks at naturebox.com. NatureBox gives me hundreds of snacks. I mean, delicious snacks, and I don't feel guilty about eating them because they're better for me. They've got zero artificial flavors, colors or sweeteners, 0 grams trans fats, and no high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks with no added sugar and without gluten ingredients. So in the afternoon slump, when I'm hungry and irritable, here's what I do. I grab peanut butter nom noms from Nature Box, or baked sweet potato fries, or dark cocoa almonds. I told you not to eat that in the fucking mic. Move them.
Turn my mic off while you're talking.
Yeah, it's easier for you to do that. So good and so much better for you than any other snack options out there. And I want to give you the chance to try Nature Box for free with a trial box featuring 5 of their most popular snacks. You heard me, free snacks. To start your free trial, go to naturebox.com/roosterteeth. Stay full, stay strong, do what I do and start snacking smarter. Go to naturebox.com/roosterteeth to get a free trial box of delicious snacks.
So you specifically talked about peanut butter nom noms. How can we never get those things?
We did.
I hide them.
Where?
I don't have any right now.
God damn it.
I only have the second the camera cuts to Gavin, he chokes.
Yeah, the ones we have here are the sweet blueberry almonds and the French vanilla granola.
These are the sweet so blueberry
good.
Almonds.
Those are really good. Really, really good. I felt like a Nature Box commercial today. I was hungry in the afternoon. I was walking around, and we have all the Nature Box in our office on the shelf. I was like, oh, I'm going to snack smarter. And I like opened up a bag and started eating. we still have best movie and best internet video. I say we should probably do movie next because internet video can take a while.
I always go with movies. I always go for
Audience is saying Arrow, by the way. We missed Arrow, too. So I don't watch it, but shout out to how many people are saying Arrow was a good show. Mm. Or is a good show.
I always appreciate a large budget. I think Interstellar had the biggest budget of the movies I watched.
Did it?
That really does it for you, just how big the budget is?
Yeah, I just kind of appreciate it. I'm like, look how much money they're spending on this movie. And it, like, you can see the budget in the movie. Like, stuff looks good. Like, that Tars thing looked cool.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
I liked a lot
I'm not saying it was my favorite movie, but there wasn't a lot of good movies.
I think there were Guardians of the Galaxy a ton of good movies this year, actually, and I had a really difficult time picking just a couple.
Yeah, my list is really long.
I think, though, the one I enjoyed the most, and I keep going back to it because it's honestly a perfect movie, in my opinion, is the Lego movie.
Lego movie's really good.
I loved that movie.
There's a weird flaw in the Lego movie that's just weird to me.
What?
Which is like the whole, like, everything is awesome, that whole song, when they sing it, and they say, everything is cool when you're part of a team. Then that's like an evil song. Like, working together and doing stuff together is great. That, like, became like an evil anthem.
Yeah, like in
the movie. I don't know how that's a bad thing. Like, it seems like a really positive song. But
then
the
master builders all work together as a team.
Yeah. It was like, I get the whole individuality thing and creativity, and which is what they're pushing in the whole movie. But it's
you're just looking for problems.
I think it's perfect in every way. I kind of am. But, like, we got the soundtrack, and we would listen to it in the car all the time. And that's when I thought, oh, yeah, why is this a bad song? Like, in the movie, that's like an evil song that they use to indoctrinate people, essentially. But it's a great song. And by the way, catchiest song ever.
I think it's more that there's no individualism.
No, I get that. Man, I get that part of it.
What happened to Chris Pratt? What a fucking career path that guy has had.
Yeah, right? Let him.
Yeah, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
He went from, like, I'd never heard of the guy.
We talked about him on the podcast years ago.
Yeah, and then he's like...
Do you remember? We didn't even know his name.
No.
We talked about him because he was in paparazzi photos on the beach. He was the fat dude that was married to Anna Faris. I'm like, really? Apparently Anna Faris married some... Look at this fat dude she married. Like,
didn't someone pull up a clip of us saying that?
Yeah, and it's Chris Pratt.
Wow.
And we had no idea who he was.
Chris Fat.
Good one, Kevin.
That dude can drop weight and gain weight fast.
Yeah, he got really cut for Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
And then also in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was he was really buff.
I can't help but wonder how cut he actually was for Guardians of the Galaxy. Because the only shot of him like that is that one shot where he's surrounded by, like, in the prison.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that is CG. Like, that's a heavy CG shot.
I think he wanted to do that himself, so he just worked for it.
I totally believe it. Not taking it away from him, but I just wonder for that movie in particular. Zero Dark Thirty, the guy got in amazing shape.
Mm-hmm.
Gone Girl, also, for me, is...
Gone Girl's a fucking good movie.
One of my favorite movies of the year.
And Anna Faris is hot shit.
I really, really liked Gone Girl. I went in really not knowing anything about that movie.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. And
Did you not see it?
No, what is it?
It's Gone Girl. It's available on... You can watch it on Xbox Video now. I think the Blu-ray doesn't come out for like another week
also
or two.
Also on iTunes.
Yeah.
As well.
Huh.
It's a David Fincher movie.
It will make you so... mad.
Yeah?
I was fuming during this movie.
It's really good.
Why would it make you mad?
I can't say. It's going to spoil certain things.
I don't want to be mad.
Like, in a good way. Like, I loved that movie so much. And I was so
angry. There's some great performances in that movie.
The wife in that movie.
She's great.
But probably one of the best actresses of the year.
That movie, I went in really not knowing anything, not wanting to like it. And I was really annoyed, like, the first... I don't know, hour of the movie. I'm like, oh, it's fucking piece of shit. And then it just, like, it drags you in and you're just, like, fixated on it. And you're just like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on
in
this movie?
You get so emotionally invested in it. And I think that's cool. Why I got so angry.
I want to watch it now.
It's really, really good.
You should watch it tonight.
I also enjoy Big Hero 6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Monty literally just tweeted that at me.
I didn't know a knob about that movie. And,
I still haven't seen it. I have no idea what the fuck that movie's about based on the trailers, but every person I know that's seen it raves about how great it is.
I knew nothing about it before going in, and I think that's how you should watch it.
It's just a good movie. I wouldn't say rave about it.
You don't need hype. I never saw the trailer or anything.
Mm.
It's a good movie. Mm. It was on my list as well, Big Hero 6. Mm.
The comedic timing in it is so
Interstellar
great.
Was on my list.
Yeah. I also wrote down... you go ahead. I have a long list, so...
I have Live, Die, Repeat... Edge of Tomorrow.
Fucking great movie.
I saw it when it was Live, Die, Repeat.
I forgot about that.
That's a good one.
That might be my number one.
On the flight back from Australia, I think I watched that movie 3 times.
It's amazing. I watch it from a narrative perspective of how do they communicate that complex of a mechanic for the narrative to just a broad audience. That's a summer blockbuster audience. And they communicate, I think, with something that's really complex that the average person... might not understand, but they totally did it. And then they, like, level it up a couple different times. Like, by the end of it, you totally get how much time that guy is spending
I,
doing something.
I think
something.
We appreciate it so much because we play a lot of video games, and it's just the same as going back to a checkpoint in a video game.
Yeah.
Having
yeah.
to just go all that way again.
I think they did. There was. I think.
I don't want to give away. I don't think a lot of people saw it, and it's like a big home video hit, so I don't want to go too much into the story to like ruin it for people. Like what? Why it's yeah. called that.
I haven't seen it.
I
just totally see it. It's
I think
awesome.
There was a There, I think there were a couple of missteps in the marketing of this movie. The movie didn't do that great, I don't think. I think it's got a lot of word of mouth now, and it's doing better. But when it came out, I watched it on Xbox Video. When it came out, they had a free 10-minute preview. You could watch the first 10 minutes of the movie. So I really wanted to watch it, so I told Esther, like, let's sit down, let's watch the first 10 minutes. First 10 minutes are boring as shit.
How far does it take you?
It takes you up...
Do you, like, get to the beach?
No, he get... No, no. He gets up to the point where it's wake up. He's getting woken up at the military base for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's all about to kick off.
Yeah. It's like prologue stuff. Why does that 10 minutes stop there?
That's where the rest of the movie starts, basically.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like that moment. So it's so weird that that's where it stops.
Why didn't you just buy the movie and watch the movie?
You're never good.
Because I had to try to convince Esther it was a movie she would want to watch because she wasn't interested in the trailer. We started watching the movie and like, I don't know, like 2/3 of the way through, she's like, Esther turns to me and says, "This is the best movie ever made." Oh my god.
I really liked it's not a spoiler. I like the way that the things moved.
Yeah.
And how like
yeah.
parts of it would move slowly and the other parts would be like really abrupt and startlingly right. fast. And it was like the weirdest contrast of like this thing moves in a horrible way.
So. But it's also like so often you see things fall into like a humanoid yeah. trap. Right. It's like this is something totally different.
Just that bit where it's coming at him down the mm-hmm. corridor.
All right, sorry, Barbara. No spoilers. No,
I'm not
it's
sorry.
All fine.
I'm not the least bit sorry.
I saw that. This is an unrelated tangent. I saw who was it? I was watching the Tonight Show a couple of weeks ago, and Jimmy Fallon was talking to someone about Boardwalk Empire, and they were going to talk about spoilers. So he tells everyone, "Listen, we're going to talk about spoilers. If you don't want to hear it, I recommend you mute your TV. I'm going to hold up this green sign that says spoilers on it. When you see me put this green sign down, you know that the spoiler talk is over." Then he waits like 10 seconds for people to mute their TV, and then proceeds to talk about spoilers with the actor. They go through like a minute-long conversation, and then he puts the spoiler sign down.
And then he actually did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that was it. It was like the spoiler
that's
talk. So yeah, so it's like if you're watching, you know to mute, and then when you see him put the sign down, like, okay, I can listen.
We should get one of those.
I was like, that's a fucking good idea. But then yeah. we have audio listeners.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to.
We should do that. We should say, well, for the next 35 seconds or
well,
whatever.
I mean, you can edit in the time code of when you stop talking about
it. Yeah, it's more work.
Yeah.
It's easier to
it's so weird, too. It's like we're just so conscious of people's like ability to consume media. Like, we don't want to like take that experience away from them because mm-hmm. it's like we've all had that. We know what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of something
well, especially
right
with
now.
Movies where like maybe 5 good ones happen in a year. You don't want to ruin one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a ton of potentially good movies on here. I do that same thing every year where I haven't seen all of these movies. So I feel like.
So why would you put them on your list?
Because I feel like they've got a lot of buzz. They're supposed to be really good. I feel like I'm going to have to watch them all in the next week.
You know what my least favorite kind of spoiler is? Is like, I would rather have someone tell me like Bruce Willis is, you know, is dead the whole time. You know, it's like, oh, he is? It's like, oh, you ruined that for me. It's like, well, watch it anyway and then watch it. That I can like almost deal with. It's like, I should have watched the movie when it came out 3 years ago. What I hate is when I say something like, I'm going to watch Sixth Sense. And like, oh, wait till the twist at the end. You're like, why would you? And they don't tell you what it is, but like, then the whole
then
movie, I'm just
it.
Like,
yeah.
all right, I'm like, what is it going to be or anything like that? Like, I just know it's coming.
Yeah.
Walking Dead's Twitter is made to spoil Walking Dead. Nobody, that's the one show that nobody gives a shit about. They're just like tweeting along while they watch Walking Dead. It's like, oh, I can't believe that person died.
I think it's either the official Walking Dead Twitter or Facebook page posted a spoiler after their season finale, after the. After it aired on the East Coast, hadn't aired on the West Coast, hadn't aired anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
And I was in Australia at the time, and everyone was fucking pissed because they get it on a week delay down there.
And it just notified everybody.
And it's like, you did it through their official channels before
sucks,
it was even done airing in the U.S.
That's pretty bad.
I bet their social media person got an earful after that.
So fucking terrible.
Speaking of social media.
Yeah.
So I, after Laser Team, I started like getting friend requests from people that were on the production team, which then opened me up
on
of
Facebook?
Like... Yeah, on Facebook. Sorry. I don't use Facebook very often, but it was like, so-and-so friended so-and-so shows up, right? Like, Bernie made friends with Katie, you know, who was the production assistant. And so that'll show up, and other people will see that. And they're like, oh, Bernie's on Facebook, and so they'll send me a friend request. So I got, like, these, like, runs of Facebook friend requests, which led to other ones. And then I went through, like, this run of, like, 40 people. And I was like, oh, who do I accept and who I don't? God damn it. I got a friend request, and I'm not going to go too much into details. I got a friend request from a guy that I run into all the time in L.A., he sent me a friend request, and I was like, okay, this guy, I've met him like 4 times. He never fucking remembers me. Anytime. He always is like, what is your name again? I said, I'm Bernie Burns. I'm from Rooster Teeth. He goes, oh, right. Okay. Why would that guy bother to send me a fucking friend request?
Because now he won't forget your name.
Well, he clearly doesn't care. I mean, it's like, or he doesn't know me. Like he doesn't actually know me as a person.
No one knows anybody on social media.
Is that the way you, on Facebook, for some reason, I only link to my friends and stuff like that.
I try to do that as well. But I think for the most part.
Except my friends who link to anybody else in the world, because then they get through them to me.
I think most people aren't like that. Most people are just, they want to have as many friends as possible.
So they get a friend request, they don't even know who it is, they just accept it all.
Yeah.
You think most people are like that?
I would think
the opposite.
Most people are fucking idiots.
Says the guy who used to accept everything.
How many people, I know, trust me, I know firsthand. How many people on Facebook today posted that fucking hoax thing?
What's that?
I guess it was a hoax that Facebook changed its terms of service or something, and that if you want to opt out, you had to make a post that was like,
oh, wow.
I do not consent to whatever bullshit, blah, 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 I'm an idiot. Fucking all day long. I saw
really?
That shit.
I'll go look at it right now and see if I can find it.
Fucking idiots.
The funny thing is, too, when somebody passes along like misinformation, they just don't care. Like, oh, well. Oh, well,
yeah, like, oh, this probably isn't true, but just in case. Like, oh, come on.
Just in case. Forward this email and Bill Gates will donate money.
This probably isn't true does not make you not an idiot. You're still an idiot.
That's like saying no offense.
Yeah.
Before you say something offensive to someone.
Here, a couple more movies I'm gonna rattle off here. Boyhood.
Yep.
Birdman. Days of Future Past. You mentioned Interstellar. You mentioned Lego Movie.
Days of Future Past. Nah.
Big movie. You gotta have someone there you can discount.
Okay.
You mentioned Edge of Tomorrow. Imitation Game. Inherent Vice.
Okay.
Selma. Nightcrawler. Foxcatcher. An American Sniper.
Wow, if you're gonna get that deep into like independent movies, Blue Ruin is one that people should check out as well. I wouldn't nominate his best movie of the year, but yeah.
Is that the sequel to Blue Waffle?
What's that? What about the movie? I tried to watch this movie 3 times. Finally got through it the 3rd time. Ashley and I watched Snowpiercer.
Oh, how is that?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Did they do that on screenplay?
They did. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They talked about it.
Yeah. It's a movie about the end of the world, and the only people that survived are people that are on a train that are like constantly moving because the Earth froze. And so they have to constantly just keep the train moving.
And there's only one train going at the time.
That's it.
Well, and that just happens to be
there's nobody else left in the world.
That just happens to be a track that goes all the way around the Earth.
And they just keep looping.
It's the future.
Basically, or something, yeah.
So if it stops moving, it'll freeze.
It's called the, what is the train called? It's called something like the Ark or something like that.
That sounds they so built it. Dumb.
If they had time to build that, why couldn't they just all take off?
But so they had the whole class system, Barb, where the best people are in the front of the train, and then the working class is in the back.
It probably also helps, like, they don't have to do location shoots. It's like they can just build small sets.
And the craziest thing about it was I was complaining about the premise. What a ridiculous premise. And as she told me, it's a book, right? And I don't know how, or somebody told me it was a book that they based it on.
It's the same director who directed that Korean movie, The Host. I don't know if you ever saw The Host.
I thought Chris Evans directed it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bong Joon something. Fuck. Ho? There you go.
Bong Ho.
Fo show.
I don't know if you ever saw The Host. Fucking good movie.
Anyway, people, there's, I think that's like my Donnie Darko of this year, which is like a lot of people like it. And I'm just like, okay, I don't get it. I just don't. It's not my movie, you know? Guys on a train, like walking forward.
You just don't like trains.
Why?
Like, you always complained about that Gears of War level where they're on a train.
Oh, well,
they just skip they the fucking... That's just coincidence, jackass.
What was that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal on a train?
Oh, Source Code.
Source Code.
That was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Source
that
Code
movie.
Was good.
That was on a train.
You like that train? Code?
Yeah.
Go see Live, Die, Repeat. Go see that.
Okay.
Go see that.
What's your favorite train?
My favorite train is...
I like the Orient Express, personally.
I like those black trains with the smokestacks. I like that.
Yeah. Like the old timey ones?
Yeah. With the arm that goes.
And it
like
speeds up.
I'm doing a train motion. You can't see it if you're on the podcast, but I'm doing a train motion like Gus on a treadmill. I'm moving my hand back and forth. I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like Thomas the Tank Engine. That
creepy
thing,
face.
My kids liked that when they were that age, and I couldn't abide it. Also, the trains were like $25 for a fucking train that big.
Why didn't you like
yourself.
The show? Oh, you talking about the new? Isn't it all CG now?
What do you mean?
What I mean is it CG?
What, Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, the show.
I don't know that they have new episodes. Explain yourself.
Yeah, I think they just like made some episodes and they just repeat them.
What, like the original ones from
they probably made like
70s or 80s or whatever it was.
What?
90s, probably.
Yeah, wasn't George Carlin the narrator?
I thought it was Ringo Starr.
What? Ringo Starr.
Look, that's the old one. That's a model, right? They shot
so
models.
So creepy.
Does it look like that, or does it look...
Well, the face was...
Wait, maybe
think
that's...
new ones. You keep bringing up the new CG ones. I've never heard of the new Thomas the Tank Engine.
Still in production.
It's still in production? George Carlin's dead. You don't know what you're talking about.
There was an episode when I was a kid that used to scare me because one of the carriages got all smashed up and they were lifting it up with a crane and it was just the head on a piece of plank. And I was like, it's kind of sick.
Yeah. My kids had to watch like a depressed train that wouldn't come out of a tunnel and it was all sad inside the tunnel. I was like, what are we watching here? This is terrible. Wow. Why don't we just go back to like watching Bugs Bunny fight the Japs?
I guess Thomas first appeared in 1946 in a book. And then in 1979, they started making the TV show?
In 1979?
Wait, in 1979,
I feel like I watched
British writer-producer Britt Allcroft came across the books and arranged a deal to bring the stories to life as a TV series, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Yeah. And Ringo Starr was one of the voices.
Speaking
of voices.
Friends, how many people do you think were watching that this week? Since it's all on Netflix now.
Do you know that Friends has been off-air longer than it was ever on-air at this point?
Yeah.
Dude, and also Netflix removed 180 titles today.
Yeah. They do that all the time. Licensing expires.
That's a lot of stuff to suddenly disappear. It kind of sucks when you're like, oh, I'll get around to watching that on Netflix. Oh, it's already gone.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, they took Avengers off.
I just got a 2 terabyte drive that I plugged into my Xbox One. And my, because I was at 99% usage on my hard drive, because I buy all my games digitally. I went from 99% usage to 16% by just plugging that thing in. Best decision ever. But the reason why I did it was because I was about to download a bunch of Walking Dead to watch. And I went to the Xbox video store and bought the season and was watching the episodes. You can't download the episodes. I bought the episode for $2.99, so you just stream it. You buy the right to stream it from Xbox Video.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
bullshit.
What am I going to download? And I looked it up, and the statement from Xbox or from Microsoft was, downloading and storing videos didn't make it into the first version of the software. It's like, what do you mean didn't make it in? It's like, what is that? It's like that already existed to download a video and store it on the hard drive.
Also, what do you mean it didn't make it in?
I don't know.
What's the fucking... You're not reinventing a cup.
No.
You're not making a vessel.
You're not deciding on the materials on which you're going to store this.
You're downloading some ones and zeros and then putting them on a hard drive.
Yeah. And so now it's like when my connection, or because I'm on wireless for that box, it doesn't always maintain the best connection. It goes to that fucking blurry mode.
It'll do that wired as well.
And I'm just like, just download the fucking video so we can watch it. It's like, no, you got
to
stream it.
I would pay subscription to YouTube to let me do that to videos.
Just download videos.
I would pay $10 a month for just a pre-buffer mode where you can just download the entire video and then unplug from the internet.
Why don't you just use Apple or iTunes, I guess, to download
I do, because I was actually falling into the Xbox One philosophy, which is use the Xbox for everything, you know, and I just thought, okay, I'll just do this on that. But no, I'll probably go back to iTunes because I can actually download and have a library of shows.
Do you have an Apple TV?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got like three of those things. Those things are like the perfect Christmas gift.
They're awesome.
There's no hard drive in that, though, is there?
No, you have to run a computer somewhere in the house.
Yeah, I don't
know. And this is like the last holdout for my Mac life is this notebook. Mm. If it wasn't for this notebook, I would totally go back. And my iPhone, I guess. I would totally go back to entirely PCs.
I'm
almost out.
I want to prove that I'm right about something.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
Ringo Starr was the storyteller for Thomas the Tank Engine. Starting in 1984. Then he got replaced by George Carlin in 1991.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And George Carlin was 91 to 93.
So,
and then...
what about in the UK, though?
Alec Baldwin portrayed Mr.
Ringo
Conductor.
Ringo Starr exists in the UK. And so does George Carlin.
I know Ringo Starr does. I'm saying that there's no way George Carlin was Thomas the Tank Engine in the UK.
Why not? What's wrong with you? Why not?
In the UK, it was Michael Angelus.
What's the matter? You can't have a fucking shitty American narrating your goddamn... Tank Engine show in the UK?
Why would it be an American?
That would be a blasphemy.
Why wouldn't it be an American? America was built by trains.
Who
do you have trains in England? I don't even know.
Who invented Thomas the Tank Engine?
America. No. I don't know. Someone else here.
Well, we have Walking Dead on here, and it's the British guy's the lead on that. What's his name?
Yeah, but he's playing an American.
Rick Grimes?
Carl?
He's playing an American.
Andrew Lincoln.
Are you a fan of Top Gear, Gavin?
Not, well, I used to watch it.
Gavin's racist. How are we getting away from that? He hates Americans. You wouldn't want George Carlin?
Only when they're
George
playing,
Carlin's a treasure.
Only when they're playing British roles.
I'm saying the British public doesn't necessarily want to listen to an American for like a kid's show.
Is it offensive to children? Is it like, oh, little Timmy's not old enough to listen to Americans yet?
When you heard that the American children are listening to Ringo Starr, you're okay with that?
Yeah, but something about like a British person is all right for an American.
There
kid.
We go. Now we're getting to the meat of the issue.
You'd be up at the front car in Snowpiercer.
It all goes one way. Culture goes one way, is what I'm hearing.
All right. You do internet videos?
Hey, we only have 100 subs, so we're 8 million subs on the Rooster Teeth channel on YouTube.
Hey. Didn't we already hit 8 million?
No. I was looking through the tweets I put out in 2014 because I was looking for videos that I had talked about in 2014.
Ashley would let you retract your correction of me that Ascension was on Netflix. It was not. It was on Xbox Video.
Xbox Video. And I saw that on January 20th, I retweeted that Rooster Teeth was about to hit 7 million subscribers.
On when?
January 20th of 2014.
Wow.
So under we did a million in just under a year.
That's crazy.
Good job, guys.
You did it.
Thumbs up to everybody who thumbed
like
up.
And subscribe.
You made it.
Like, subscribed.
All right. Best internet video.
Oh, God. I got a bunch of these.
So my favorite part of this was that I think every internet video Barbara sent me was a TV video.
What does that mean?
TV video?
Like a video of like news, like the grape lady?
It was like Jimmy Kimmel and an SNL skit.
What was the third one? I sent a third one.
Colburn, Idiots Abroad, day one.
That's not a TV.
Okay. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any.
Yeah.
None stood out to me this year.
It took me a long time to like sit and just try to figure out videos that I had watched. And like every year at the beginning of the year, I tell myself, I'm going to bookmark every good video I watch this year. So that way at the end of the year, when I have to come back, I can find them all.
Yeah.
But the great thing about doing research for this is I found all these videos that made me laugh throughout 2014, and I got to watch them all again.
I heard you laughing at your desk all day today.
All day long, Barbara kept looking at me going, are you okay? What's wrong? No, I was just like laughing my ass off.
To me, 2014 was the year of Vine compilations.
Yeah.
I feel like Vines. We should have Best Viner. I think that should, or well, Best Vines, Vine.
I think I have a Vine compilation in here for one of my internet videos.
Mine's great.
It's like
the old joke books when you just read like joke books.
I really miss doing them.
You doing Vines? We'll do some more.
Yeah.
I'll do some more. Let's do it.
I got linked one the other day that I totally forgot we did. It's like you pulling my shirt off in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Well, you call me a bitch.
What the fuck just happened? I just deleted a note.
So I went through and like the way I started looking for these was I looked at the YouTube Rewind to try to get ideas for videos and stuff that I had missed. And of course, you know, it starts with like a Turn Down for What parody. I was like, oh, well, Turn Down for What was a big video on the internet, but again, I wouldn't consider it an internet video.
It's a music video.
Right. Yeah. But then you ask, where do music videos play if people don't watch them on the internet?
Goddamn internet is where they play.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like that's in a great
It was
area.
A great video.
I just deleted my notes.
I would include it.
You would?
Yeah.
Patrick, if you have my notes open on your desktop, please leave them open. Because I just deleted my notes somehow. I don't know how. I keep notes for everything I want to talk about.
Why don't you get your notes sent back to you? I'll go through mine.
Go ahead.
So I did that one. Possibly one of my favorite videos of all time, Tiny Hamster Eating Tiny Burrito.
Yes.
That's really good.
Absolutely.
No, I didn't see that. Can you get it up?
Did you send your links to
Patrick? Up
yes, here it is.
Oh, here it is.
Even just...
This guy makes...
You love tiny stuff.
A little Mexican restaurant.
No, but watch this, Gavin. You can't not love it.
A burrito to feed to his hamster.
And he goes through the whole process, of course, first. But this is just the end of it.
Look at it.
Can you imagine? Oh. Just shoving an entire burrito in your fucking face.
And he just keeps speaking to me. He keeps jamming.
He goes through the whole process of like cutting the vegetables.
And I like how he's in the background, like worried, like, is he gonna like it?
Yeah.
You love tiny stuff.
Tiny stuff's awesome.
You love the tiny little pies that we put on the fly.
Awesome. That's one of my favorite videos too.
Remember when do you still buy small furniture?
Mm-mm.
You and Esther? Like they were not like dollhouse size, but like
yeah, they got like beds and stuff for them.
1/8 size. Like it's just like
for the dog.
And I always wanted you to tuck up your penis in bed and like put it in an armchair and stuff.
And you want me to do that, but you won't jack off on a treadmill.
That's way more offensive. A penis in an armchair is tasteful.
It's poised.
What kind of armchair is it?
Nothing wrong with jacking off. Like
on a treadmill?
It's your own treadmill. You're not going to the gym and coming on someone else's equipment.
A, it's not a treadmill. And B, you're going to slip. It's going to go on the thing. It's going to come around. You're going to slip on it and break your ankle.
It's going to come around.
First time you can avoid it. Second time, no.
Also, you're probably not walking very fast. You're not going to like slip and fall and kill yourself.
If you're walking and jerking it. There is something wrong with jerking out depending on the context. Absolutely.
Like what?
Like a school play? That would be really bad. Treadmill would fall in the category.
Could you even like ejaculate while walking?
That's what I want to find out. Gavin won't help me here.
Let's just do it behind a curtain then.
Because I feel like you really need to concentrate sometimes.
Let's do it behind.
And by that I mean Gus go behind the curtain while I stand outside.
And pace one. Back and forth.
I like the idea of Gus making a circuit around his house.
So again, I'm gonna keep going down the list here.
How big is your house?
It's like
I haven't been to
1,800 square feet.
I just deleted another one.
All right. I also put.
Is there a trash bucket on this?
Can't fucking keep hold of anything.
I really just lost all my fucking internet.
I bet you've already lost the flashlight.
God damn it.
Also, I put random access for Huga Quads, which is the Strong Bad and Random Access Memories mashup. All right.
Very good.
That's more of an album. It's really not a video. It's just
also, I feel like there's not a lot of people who watch internet videos now who know Homestar Runner. Well, I feel like that's more old timey.
They're kind of coming back now,
I guess.
Yeah, they did the Halloween video this year. Of course, gotta have. Again, it's like this isn't necessarily an internet video, but the Star Wars trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That counts as an internet.
Does that count as an internet video?
It was a movie trailer.
It's a movie trailer, which lots of people watch.
Yeah,
on the
internet. But that's. I mean, that's going to be highly watched and very good. So I feel like it kind of.
Did you put in that Too Many Cooks video?
I did not put Too Many Cooks.
Why do we put Too Many Cooks?
That I feel like that would. Really? That's another one. It's
a standout one.
Yeah, it was on television, but then...
It's only because I can't think of other ones.
It got really up there. I put that New York Times dramatic recreation of the deposition. What is a photocopier?
I haven't seen that.
It's so
really
good.
Fucking
I just
want
to eat more tiny animals eat tiny food now. Is that a channel or is that just a one-off?
They did a few more. They did like a birthday party and stuff. What is a photocopier? It's just a deposition for a lawsuit that a city had, and it's just lawyers arguing with a city employee over the definition of a photocopier.
He didn't know what a photocopier
was. Really, really well done. It's made by the New York Times, oddly enough. Huh. Highly recommend it. A more recent one.
Probably, I think, one of the best of the year.
So good. This is one I tweeted a few weeks ago. The crow tells guy, fuck you.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a guy sitting on his front porch, and a crow comes and lands in front of him, jumps up to like the armrest next to his chair, and just goes, fuck you.
Here it is.
I don't even have audio ready.
Yeah, we got some audio. It's like a 30-second long video.
No, not. I hope we got the big head.
Can you imagine if you're sitting down and a bird goes out of its way to come up to you and say fuck you?
Parker.
You know, like how a non-bird-like it sounded. It's just like a guy going.
Well, no, they can. The crows can really imitate sound really, really well. In the books for Game of Thrones, the crows are constantly talking.
Yeah,
and annoying the shit out of everybody. Like they're always like yakking at people.
And I think in the TV show, Mormont's crow says corn. Right?
Does it say corn?
I think so.
Yeah, because that one talks all the time in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says snow, coming. Snow, snow, crow, 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 corn, corn, corn. You know. Fuck you.
So then I like again like earlier like I said I wanted to try to find an ice bucket challenge to put in there, and ever since David after the dentist, people love making videos of other people high after getting wisdom teeth removed, and it's one of my favorites. Yeah. The wisdom teeth ice bucket challenge.
Is she bleeding?
Yeah. And
is this the one where
that's where she notices she's bleeding?
What?
She's she's like really out of it the whole time.
Good Lord.
And she's like apologizing to her mother because her mother told her not to do it. It's just so weird.
People after getting their wisdom teeth removed are so fucking crazy.
I feel like I never saw a video like that until David after the dentist.
Yeah.
And ever since David after the dentist, it's like people are trying to recapture
that. Isn't there one where someone's crying and saying like, I forget what it was about.
Ryan Gosling.
That's the Vine compilation I have. Is the girl getting her wisdom teeth removed?
And she's crying. Is she crying?
She's like,
one?
I want to be a Kardashian. Someone help
yes.
me.
Yes.
Oh wait.
White dick. I want to fuck a white dick. Stop. I want to fuck a white dick. Is what she's saying. Be a Kardashian. Please help me. Is this what men want?
It's just like 45 seconds long or whatever. It's just like 7 vines or something.
Do you
vines.
Think that the internet video era has been around long enough that we can have like a greatest hits of all the years? Because I feel like
that's
the grape stomping lady is the video I watch without fail once a year.
That's
because
a great
it's
video.
So good. That's good and that's one. Not even from the internet.
We should have like all-time classics. Yeah.
I will go back and watch that New York Times verbatim about the photocopier, though, probably from now on. That's such a fun. The performances in that are tremendous. You like the guy answering questions. I love the lawyer who's asking the questions. Yeah. He gets mad, and I love characters who can get mad, that mad.
He turns red at the end. He's just like quivering. Yeah. He's so angry.
You showed me a video today that I think might win. I think it might be my favorite one. The dog spider.
Oh, the mutant giant spider dog?
Yeah. It was really great.
I don't know if you've ever seen this one, Gavin.
Someone dressed their dog
up
in
the YouTube Rewind, that dog.
Tarantula costume.
Yeah,
and they go around, obviously, in a country that's not America.
Right.
They scare people it's with the dog.
Why not America?
Because that
I like they set up a web at the, on stairs.
I love that it actually works.
Yeah.
And the guy gets stuck.
It's so good.
Yeah, that reminds me. I think that's the same guys who do the prank video with the clown with the hammer.
Oh, they
chase
the
people?
One?
Yeah. They had a little jack, a little music box going.
Yeah.
And like people walk up to it and then the clown comes out with the hammer.
Have you seen all these Thug Life videos?
Yeah, I love them.
I think that's the new dumb meme that everyone's doing right now.
Really? They've been around for a while.
I
love my favorite one is one of the original ones, which is the kid doing the Nerf gun review.
Have you ever seen that? No.
It's like this like kind of overweight kid and he's like in his room. He's like, "All right, Tim, reviewing the Nerf gun. I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's called Fuck Your Mother." And then it like does the Thug Life thing. It's like a 6 second
video. Does
it
freeze frame and zoom?
Yeah, it does.
And then the last one I had on there was the TV reporter quits live on the air.
Oh, the
oh, with the marijuana.
The
thing.
Marijuana.
Yeah, that was cool one this year.
I don't
really
understand that. Like, why was she so annoyed?
I think she was reporting on like how evil marijuana was, but like privately she had been trying to start a business to sell marijuana legally.
What year was that clip of the reporter? It was like his first day as an anchor.
It was last year, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
He was in North Dakota, but he was from New York. He was like, fuck this shit. He was like, is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, and like she's already talking and he's just like, and then he just spouts a load of nonsense about how like you'll be hearing him. So, I don't know what he said.
There was a funny news clip this year where they cut to two ladies sitting there and the one, she looks at herself in the camera, in the monitor, and she goes, I'm so pale. And she goes, we're on. And then there's like a 20-second pause, and the one who is going, I'm so pale, just goes, today down at the park. And the other one's like, just going like, what? Are you just going to roll with that?
It's weird what people could do when they suddenly like snap out of a weird moment. Did you ever see the clip of Hulk Hogan choking out that dude?
Oh, yeah.
And he passed out. Banged his head, like cut his head open.
Richard Belzer.
Yeah, and then he gets up and just continues like nothing's happened. But he's clearly like...
Richard Belzer, like from Law & Order?
Richard Belzer used to have a talk show.
He got choked out by Hulk Hogan?
He sued successfully, I think.
I want to say Mr. T was on that
Mr.
show.
Mr. T was on there. He's like, Mr. T was just sat there like, he's fine.
He's fine. Like he cracked the back of his head open. Like
I've never seen
that. He just goes like this and just drops down and goes thunk. And everyone's in the audience is like, oh... And he just leaps back up and he's like, next up is all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I think he had to split with Vince McMahon, like him and Hulk Hogan both had to pay that guy a ton of money.
Huh. Fuck.
The guy was like egging him on to do it. And Hulk Hogan's like, no, I'm not going to do that because, you know, you're not professional.
There was a football player who did that to Jim Rome on ESPN once.
Yeah, it was.
He kept calling him a female tennis player's name.
Chris Everett.
That was it.
Yeah. Chris Everett. And he came over the table at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jim Rome is like just, he's built a career off that. He just had a very incendiary tweet over the college football weekend where he wrote, does anyone think that the marching band is actually cool besides the dorks who are out there running around with their instruments in their hand?
Wow.
Yeah, that was like pretty
what an asshole.
Yeah, he's a pretty big asshole. Sorry, Meg.
Okay, now that you have your internet video list back.
Yeah, but also, who's the guy, I want to say his name, 60 Minutes, the whiny guy that replaced whiny Andy Rooney. Is it John Stossel?
Oh, I don't know, they replaced him.
Well, whatever. He's like the new whiny guy on like late night news or whatever. He got smacked in the head by a wrestler and is deaf in one ear, I think.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Stuart Scott from ESPN just died. He's a very beloved sportcaster. I remember he was blind in one eye. Then he got hit in Jets training camp because somebody threw a football at him. Like he went to go catch it. Like he went out there on the field with him. And I think with the Jets, somebody, and they hit him in the other eye and blinded him in the other eye.
So he was completely blind?
No, I think like his eyesight was really damaged.
God.
He was fucked. It was really unlucky. And then he died of cancer. 49. Died of cancer.
That's really young.
Yeah.
What is the clip from where I keep seeing it in compilations,
But it's Dan Marino getting annoyed, and he like slams the desk, and everyone's like, "Whoa, have you seen that?"
I haven't seen that. No.
I've never found the original.
I love when athletes lose it in the post game press conference, because it's like you spend your whole life getting good at this one thing, getting in great shape. You go out and you perform in front of millions of people. You fucking lose. And then you got some goddamn report in your face with a microphone going, "So what do you think went wrong today?" It's like, "Here's what went wrong. I'm going to fucking kill you." I mean, it's like, what do you mean
that's
what
went
wrong?
That's a part of their job, isn't it? And it shouldn't be. Like, they shouldn't be required to do media if they don't want to.
Yeah. Here's what went wrong. The ball hit me in the hands, and instead of catching it, like a million times I've fucking done this in my life, I didn't catch it. That's exactly what went wrong there.
It bounced off my hands.
Yeah. They probably have to have so much composure when talking to reporters.
They do.
I'd
have to have a lot of it. So every time they lose it, I love to watch when they lose it in press conferences.
I love sports. You know, have much respect for it, but I hate those interviews. Like immediately after the game, like every question is always the same.
And every
answer is the same.
What do you think went wrong?
Same. Right. It's like, well, don't do this. We don't need to know.
Yeah.
That we don't need to
we
see.
We know
that.
How sports work.
Yeah.
And they're so dumb.
Patrick, do you want me to work through my list from the top down? Is that easier for you? Okay.
Oh, is this Dan Marino?
Oh, it's Dan Marino.
It's Dan Marino. He flubs something and then just punches the table and everyone's like, "Jesus, what's going on?"
That looks old.
But I don't know what went wrong there. I don't know if he just flubbed and he got annoyed, but he punched the table.
There's a lot of time where people think they don't know that they're like, it's a live take, you know, and they think that they're in rehearsal.
Yeah.
And like they're like, "In other news today, the mayor said, fuck it, let's roll it back real quick." And then they're like, "You're live."
All right, what's your list?
Okay, my first one is, this is a pretty recent one from a month or two ago. A kid put a glow stick in the microwave to make it really glow.
This is amazing.
Make it glow, seriously. And then he pulls the glow stick out and starts like shaking it.
I haven't seen this.
All over his face and it burns his eyes.
Oh my God!
And he's covered in like this glowing stuff.
And you see his dad like sprint from the background. He's like, "Dad, my eyes!"
And then he's walking around, you see him glowing in the background, and his dad's trying to help him. But the conversation between the kid and his dad is so great.
Like, his dad's trying to figure out.
His name is Jack. He's like, "Jack, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Don't put it in the microwave." And he's like, "And you ruined your good shirt." He's like, "I'm blind, Dad, I'm blind." At one point, he's like walking around going, "Dad, help me, I'm blind." And he walks straight into a wall.
It's awesome. The kid put his good shirt on and make the YouTube video.
Yeah.
And the dad's trying to figure out. He's like, "Don't touch your eyes. I don't know how to get it up." He's like trying to frantically read the instructions.
Yeah, I just saw him look at the thing like for
he's just reading for poison control. And they call poison control and everything.
The camera's rolling for all that?
Yeah, the kid's like, "Ooh, man, check this out. This is..." And then all of a sudden it pops and he starts screaming and wailing for his
dad. So what
dad.
Happened? Did he like lose
he's
eyesight?
He's totally fine. Okay. He had to flush water in his eyes for like 15 minutes.
That would not have been pleasant.
I mean, probably the biggest danger there, Barb, is that he obviously heated up the fluid enough to pop the plastic on it.
Himself.
Well, it's like when you do that to a lava lamp in the microwave. Like, a lava lamp will kill you in a microwave.
What are you
like when you put a lava lamp in the microwave. Like, you just drop that so casually.
We just watched a video where green crap went all over.
You're comparing it to that, like, oh, you know, like the everyday experience.
But putting a lava
lamp
in a microwave.
You're in the kitchen. I put a lava lamp in the microwave. Ringo Starr is narrating, not fucking some American.
When it melts, your baked potato's done. Come on. You're just cooking.
The pressure of that tiny thing caused him pain. A lava lamp has enormous pressure.
Who would put
a
lava lamp in there?
People die all the time from that.
I've never heard of this.
Death by lava lamp.
It's on the coroner's checkbox. It's like right next to stabbed and right before run over.
Well,
look, there was a thing
is lava.
Do
people just want to heat it up faster?
Yeah, the light bulb doesn't immediately melt the stuff.
Yeah, it takes
forever.
Kids get impatient, so they microwave them a little bit, but sometimes kids leave them in too long and they just explode and
my day
blow
we spoiled
up the microwave.
By the way, hoax of the year had to be the Apple Wave technology. When the iPhone 6 came out,
God.
Like the people they published all that stuff about Apple Wave technology, which was you can now charge your phone faster by putting it in the microwave for 30 seconds. And so many fucking people.
Every time there's a new iOS version, I feel like you hear something like that from 4chan. And this one definitely took off.
It was well produced. It was really well done.
You can put your phone in a microwave, though, to test.
No.
Stop
you
it.
Encourage people to put their phone in the microwave?
To test if your microwave is sealed.
No, properly. You're just fucking.
Don't turn
people,
it on.
No, you don't start the microwave. You just put it in the Faraday cage of your microwave.
And not doing it.
And if you can call your phone inside the microwave, your microwave sucks and you shouldn't be near it when it's on.
Either that or your phone is like transmitting at such a high level, you're probably going to get cancer from that instead of your microwave.
Mm. What else you got?
Glitzik blows up. First Kiss, which was a video experiment they did where they introduced 20 people and had them kiss after just meeting each other for the first time.
Do you think that was real?
Yeah. I think it absolutely was real. There was a lot of parody videos from it.
Yeah.
But I absolutely think it was real.
Marketing.
It was a marketing campaign. Okay, but I thought it was a great video.
Yeah,
and I thought it was really great too because they used like lots of different mixes of people too.
Yeah,
like even like different ages and things like that, which I thought was a really
cool. The horse
video.
Was weird though.
What's that? Yeah, the horse was a bit odd.
Well,
I got two videos kind of back to back that are kind of similar, but they were just amazing like cultural videos. One was First Taste of Chocolate in the Ivory Coast.
Oh,
and they went to cocoa bean farmers who have spent their whole life harvesting cocoa beans, and they don't know what cocoa beans are used for. And so a guy brought chocolate and had people who spend their whole lives harvesting cocoa beans and had them try chocolate for the first time.
Did they like it?
They loved it.
Yeah, they kept saying it was sweet.
And they had such a huge sense of pride after that for like what they were doing and what it was going to make anything.
That's but awesome. That's such a great idea.
Yeah, it's just like so different, the experience in people's
it's
lives.
It's so weird to me that they don't know that.
They didn't know what it was made for. Yeah. They knew the price of cocoa beans and they knew the market, but they had no idea what the cocoa beans were used for.
At least
one guy they interviewed didn't.
It's almost analogous to me of when this past year when lime prices rose, and I heard that interview where someone went down to Mexico to interview lime farmers and say, like, you know, what do you feel about this price increase? And the farmers are like, what price increase?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, limes are over $100 a barrel now. Like, we had no idea. Yeah. We're still getting paid the same amount of money for our limes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like all middlemen.
And this is, I mean, this is a really great video. This is along the same kind of lines. It's called Patrick Speaks. It was a Channel 4 video, Gav. And it was about a guy in Africa who's been deaf since birth. And he's like completely uncomfortable. He's never had a conversation. He's 15 years old. And they take him to a sign language class to where they start doing sign language. And you can just watch his face come to life. Where the first part of the video, he can't make eye contact with anybody. Then all of a sudden he starts paying attention, and then he starts communicating for the first time in his life.
So he never communicated with anyone?
He never had a conversation. Like up till that point in his life, till 15, the only conversation was his dad like pointing at a hoe, and then he would use that to like work the farm all day long.
So how does he even know what letters are?
He's learning. He's in the class, and they're teaching him like that. Like I don't know how they know the letters on the wall, but like they were like doing like
God, I wonder pictures. What that means for your brain to not ever have a conversation for so long.
That is the part of the video you should watch, because the kid at the beginning of like a 5 or 10 minute video, the kid at the beginning of the video is entirely different than the kid at the end. It's
amazing.
It's amazing
What's
to watch
the
that
time
take place.
Span on it?
I think it was like a couple weeks, and they even did a follow up with him afterwards. They went back and did it. But it's like you when you first see the kid, it's like here's somebody who's like trapped in their experience, absolutely trapped. And then like, somebody reaches out, spends an afternoon with him, and completely changes his existence. And his family and the way they can communicate with him.
Then he invented the vessel.
He's still now the narrator for Thomas the Tank Engine. Some of these are I just like Wimpy Goat because I thought this was. You had to have sound on this one though.
This is like a 7 second video.
It is a 7 second video.
That's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go.
It's a goat that tries to. What is that? Like neigh?
Bleat.
Or, what is it?
Bleat.
Bleat.
Bleat. Is that what a goat does?
I guess.
Yeah. Make a noise.
Sheep bleat.
Yeah.
So.
I'll go with bleat. That works for me. And it doesn't do it very well, and the guy encouraged him to do better, and he's really funny. And then I had verbatim on my list. I had...
You like goat videos.
I do like goat videos.
I remember last year.
That's
a carryover,
so that's 2 years in a row for the goat for you.
It is, because I had the Taylor Swift goat video.
Yeah.
I would want to put Taylor Swift Shake It Off. I thought that was one of the best videos of the year across all categories, not just music.
I like Blank Space a little better.
Did you? Oh, because the dude?
Maybe.
All right. Fair play.
Absolutely.
I talked about Cargo on the podcast, I think, last week or the week before. It's an Australian film about zombies.
Oh, right.
Did you watch it?
No.
It's tremendous, and you should watch it. It's up to 7 million views for a short film, for a narrative. That's nice. Pretty impressive. But last but not least, because this would probably be the best video of the year, is a video called Humans Need Not Apply. And I think that everybody should watch that video because it talks about the automation of systems and the way that we're automating. People just associate that with manufacturing, but everything, including services, like legal services, are now becoming automated. And that,
like what?
Like just making contracts. Like contextually, you can feed emails to a system and it'll build a contract based on the relationship like laid out in the emails.
That's cool. It's
crazy. But it just goes to show how automation is taking off and computational power is taking off. And it's going to be probably, I think, the most important issue of our lifetime is that as people are just not needed anymore.
Has a robot invented another robot yet?
I mean, 3D printers have printed other 3D printers.
Yeah, but they didn't come up with it.
They didn't invent it. No, I don't think anything has had enough pure thought to invent something. I think if something can be classified as a thought that invented something like, else, that ever, would be AI at that point.
A robot thought, I could do with one of these, and then made it. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but I think up until this point, I think everything's been programmed. I just think there's like stuff that we don't know about yet that people are...
Like ketchup like, on wheels.
ketchup on
in a
wheels.
Tank. One of the videos I forgot to mention that I think we should at least mention and put in that category is the... I don't remember what it's called because I didn't look it up before this. But the video where they show people their faces before and after using sunblock.
Yeah. The UV...
Yeah, the effect of UV light on your skin.
Yeah.
That was a fucking crazy video.
Where they put sunscreen on and it's black.
Yeah, like it totally blocks all of the sun. Yeah.
Well, they look at you, you get to see your face in infrared and see how damaged your skin actually is.
Yeah.
Infrared is cool. I'm always amazed by the stuff that you can't... Like, I looked at my Roomba with infrared. It's cool. It looks like a little spaceship driving around with beams of light.
Yeah, I always get freaked out at the Kinect on my Xbox. Yes. Because it's so fucking bright.
It's like a big beacon. It's like, who left the lights? Oh, no. Oh, it's just infrared.
Can I mention my three videos? I know we're getting...
Oh, yeah, go for it. Go for it.
The first one was... I know they're mostly from television, but the Jimmy Kimmel I Ate All Your Halloween Candy video.
Which is a fucking great
amazing
video. Yeah.
I think it's so funny. Just the kids' reactions and all of them make it.
I don't know if it's because I'm an asshole. I love watching kids cry.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
I just love the kid that's like, you ruined my life. They get so angry at their parents. It's incredible. And I think this is the second or third year that he's done it.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
It's unbelievable. It's so funny.
And then you probably love that video, Bernie, I imagine.
Yeah, I try to torment my kids, but I like to like have fun with them and fuck with them a little bit. I think. Especially raising boys, you have to have some element of that.
Bit of bant.
And then you guys have all seen the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercials, I assume?
Yes.
The Jim Carrey parody of it from SNL. I showed Gavin earlier today.
He fucking nailed it.
I just love when he's just like, whose kids are these? My favorite line.
It's cool to see Austin in the background of that.
Yeah.
Oh, the McConaughey one.
Yeah.
Yeah. McConaughey's a Austin son.
Yeah.
And then the third one was something I saw on Reddit a couple weeks ago. I forget what it was called, but it's two guys
from... The Colburn Idiots Abroad, day one.
I think they're two guys from the UK who are visiting the US for the first time.
Fucking great video.
And the guy buys his friend an entire like US themed outfit and he gets so fucking pissed.
It's like, I think they fly to, if I remember right, they fly to LA and he wakes up super early because they're jet lagged. He wakes up super early and buys them matching outfits to walk around LA and go do American stuff.
And his friend is so pissed off the whole time.
He says he wants to blend in.
It's awesome.
Such a fucking great idea.
What's the Australian sketch comedy group that's so funny that's getting really big now? They're really funny. I'll look them up. They do YouTube videos that are great. I got to give a shout out to them.
Oh, is it the guys who did the Bikey Wars video?
I think so. Bondi Hipster? Is that what it is? Yeah. I think that's who they are. I'm not sure why not. I'll say them.
Bucky Wars was a great video. If that's them. All right. Well, we got to wrap up once you find your sketch group name.
So what do we do? We'll pick next week.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it and we'll send a follow-up email. And if we forgot any, if people think that there's stuff that we should have put in there, please leave a comment on the video on the RoosterTeeth.com website or send us a tweet with hashtag RTPodcast and we'll go through them and we'll discuss it further next week.
Shout out to two things that I forgot to mention during Best Game. Two games I want to mention that I actually did enjoy this year. Contagion, love that game. We played that for a Let's Play.
We have a third one that didn't come out.
What, the Laser Team cast or the
no,
or us?
Us.
Yeah,
I guess that was the one that we edited.
You were late to the podcast because of.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, because of technical issues. And then also Elite Dangerous, which is a game I used to play as a kid, Elite, and it's now out and it's awesome. It's like a more accessible Eve, I think. Not that I've ever played Eve, but you should check it out.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll be back to argue about and pick some winners next week.
This shirt is available in the store as of tomorrow or today.
Sorry about the Japanese thing.
It's Gavin or Google. It's all... I think John likes
me. Gavin
said, questions. He said these were stuff I've said. I don't remember half of these.
You've said them all.
I don't think all those are all Gavin. I think some of those came from...
Some are Google.
How many times can you freeze ice? I don't think I ever said that.
That does not sound like you.
Do babies float? That was yours.
That was definitely me.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Take ownership of that one.
That's on there.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everyone.
You.
Bye.
Seriously, sorry about the Japanese thing.